cross. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Great Biafrans, wherever you are, on this very planet once again, this very morning, after the day of chaos, death, mayhem, boycott of elections in Biafra land, the 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now standing here at approximately 6 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, 6 minutes past seven in London, where they went and petitioned David Cameron yesterday, the British Prime Minister, and also the same number of minutes, that is 6 minutes past 8 a.m. in Germany, where in Frankfurt and in Berlin, our people came out also to march, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on this very planet, across the entire 24 time zones of the world, we welcome you once again to our live and interactive session on this very platform, that the continuous and relentless propagation of the gospel, of the restoration, of the sovereignty of Biafra may continue. It doesn't matter where you are this very morning from Biafra land. It doesn't matter where you are, if it is your afternoon or your evening. As always, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now it is the turn of our people on the western fringes of the world to encounter their nighttime, and also those of them in New York, the family in the United States that came out to also go to the United Nations to mount our protest against participating in elections in the Zoological Republic, which proved very, very successful yesterday. We Biafrans managed to do it. We did not vote. We did not go out to vote because we believe that voting in the Zoological Republic's election, especially the presidential election, or be it Senate or House of Reps, is a vote for the continuation of the expired amalgamation of the Zoological Republic as crafted by no other than the agent of darkness himself, Frederick Lugard from Scotland. Therefore, Biafrans, having spoken with one voice, having risen in unison yesterday, decided to answer this very call. Elections were boycotted, and at the same time, the incompetency and buffoonery of the officials of the Zoological Republic compounded everything and made a very bad situation even worse for them. There were explosions everywhere. There were killings. There were mayhem. There were snatched ballot boxes. People were beaten up. INEC officials were shot. Youth service kids or boys, as you say, or girls, they also did not escape the carnage. They too were also killed. Jonathan was not accredited. Even some of their staunchest supporters could not be accredited. In some polling stations, even inside Aso Rock, Jonathan lost. Even inside Aso Rock, he was losing. And as we said before, and we continue to call, the election should be cancelled due to gross, widespread and gross malpractice, incompetence, corruption, murder, everything you can think of. Everything that could go wrong in the spectacular zoo fashion did go wrong yesterday. And that is why this day we are calling on all right-thinking people, men and women of goodwill, those of you who are conscientious, to reject the outcome of this wretched, pathetic futility in the name of electioneering and voting. The zoo have now showcased itself as a wretched joke. They have disgraced themselves. Now you understand why we call them monkeys and baboons. You understand why a set of people that claim they have graduates with over 4 years on their hands could not organize a simple election. You can see the entrenched natural criminality in these people. That is why every facet of life, including voting, is steeped in, I won't call it criminality. There is something awful, there is something that is a stench about the mindset of black people in Africa that worries me immensely. The lack of the ability to reason, to think something through and do it. The lack of perception. The lack of foresightedness to be able to anticipate even the most mundane occurrences in one's life. They are infinitely incapable. Abba was converted into a refuse bin. There is no electricity. There is no employment. There is no drinking water. There is borehole everywhere. There are no good roads. The education system is non-existent. There are no decent hospitals. And I keep asking them, why are you going to vote? Or why did you even bother voting in the first place? Those of you that did go, the 9% that went. Why do you bother? How do you intend? I'm asking people, look at how Abba is. Why is it that a politician will come and give you 50 naira or 500 naira, you go and vote? What are you, telling me you are an animal or lower than an animal? Are you that foolish? Is collecting 2,000 naira from somebody or 500 naira to go to Osusu Road Primary School to go and stuff ballot boxes, is that going to solve your problem? Do you see why I say people are monkeys and baboons? Do you see why I say that black African people are more like animals than anything else? Just tell me 2,000 naira, a plate of food at a Crunchies, and you go back and live with mosquito, you live with flies, you live on top of refuse bin. We have been voting for every political party, everybody. Oh, don't worry, we'll do. In fact, we even went to the point of voting for Peter Obi. He ended up killing Biafrans. Atiku Denwa, you voted for him, he killed Biafrans. Don't you understand all these things? You voted for Martin Elechi of Ebonyi. Islam is expanding in Ebonyi State. You voted for Korocha. He brought Quran and Sharia to Imo State. Why is it that people don't learn? Why is it that you people, you keep voting for the same people, promising the same garbage and nothing happens. They will go and I remember even Willie Obiano, that Radio Biafra campaigned for to make sure that APC didn't get it, and the APC didn't. I said, any battle we're going to win. We said there will be no APC in Anambra. Buhari and Boko Haram can't come to Anambra. And we stopped APC in Anambra. They were calling and threatening fire and brimstone. We said we will stop them, and we did in Anambra. Who are they? We stopped them. Where is Willie today? Have they cleaned up Onitsha? Is Onitsha clean, I ask you? The answer is no. But you see somebody saying Willie is working. I have nothing against him. He has not stolen yet like the other people. But there are tangible things to be done. There are people, they should do what Mbakwe did. Mbakwe went abroad and brought things from overseas to try and develop the then Imo state. Is anybody saying anything bad about Mbakwe? Are Mbakwe's pictures everywhere? Is it every signboard you see? You see Mbakwe's picture with another person, maybe with Yahweheshua beside him saying, oh, I bless you. That is nonsense. That is gimmick. It has nothing to do with governance. Having your pictures everywhere has nothing to do with proper, decent governance. People will know. You don't have to be advertising yourself. When you're doing something nice, people will recognize you. They will say, yes, that very person is doing a very great job. You don't promote yourself by plastering your picture. Everywhere you go to, you see their pictures. And some of you will be bamboozled. Some of you will be fooled into going out to vote. Some of you are hesitant to vote because Biafra Land did not vote. Up until this moment, there are no votes from Biafra Land. Are you aware of that? NTA has called the whole of Ugwawosa for Buhari, as I knew they were going to do it. Jega, Atahiru Jega, has given his brother Buhari every northern state. Are there votes from Biafra Land? The answer is no. Because we didn't vote. Missing ballot papers, missing ballot boxes, people couldn't collect their PVC. Nothing was working. Nothing. Are you telling me that it is not time for them to annul these elections and start all over again? I don't think they will. Because they are black people from Africa. Their brain cells, so Buri Siha is not capable of going that far. That is the problem with black people. The way we reason is fundamentally flawed. We cannot reason properly. We can speak English. We can speak our local dialect. We can write letters. We can even operate a computer. But in the main, our brain, or Buri Siha, our brain is not developed enough to grapple with the complexities of day-to-day existence in a modern world. Incapable. This is a Sunday morning. I don't think it is right to go to church on a Sunday anyway. But since it is a tradition, we must honor it. I'm sure you know that this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. We don't mind if you supported us yesterday and you're going to church today. I will also tell you that Chukwu Abiama did not ask you to go to church on a Sunday. It's on a Saturday. You should be going to church. I'm sure you know that. Cheto Obochizwe Kodoyi Anso. The last day of the week is a Saturday, not a Sunday, please. For your information. It was Europeans that changed it to Sunday. And the other white people changed it to Sunday. That is when they worship idol. I'm sure you know that by now. This is Radio Biafra. You know we speak the truth. We don't give a damn who is upset. As long as you go and do your research, it's the truth. Going to church on a Sunday is sinful before God in heaven. Because he gave you 10 commandments. And he said, you must keep them. Remember the last day of the week and keep it holy. Do you answer? Keep it holy, he said. The white man said no, that they have their own God on a Sunday. They took everybody to a Sunday. A Sunday, the day of the sun, of the worship of the sun god. That is why you go to church on a Sunday. And now you understand why I say, I will not follow you and go and worship the ROC of a white man. I won't do it. I will not worship a white man's idol. It's impossible. Chukwu Abiama will be unhappy with me. If you want a day to keep holy, it's Sabbath. Saturday, not Sunday. Oh, when do you have a Sunday? White people brought Sunday. Sunday is a day for worshiping idol. But most of you are tripping out. It may not register, but it's the truth. Somebody said to me one day, oh my goodness me, I don't want my children there. I don't know what to do, how to tell them this. They will get confused. I said, is it the truth? He said, yes. Then you have to tell them. Truth is what matters. The same way with our pursuit of Biafra. What matters is Biafra. That is the key. It doesn't matter who is happy, who is upset. Are you pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty the way we are doing it here? If the answer is yes, then you are more than welcome. But before any advent, as the barrister will say, I must first of all also refer this very morning, hand it over to Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. The same way he was with us yesterday, he abided with us. He went into the minds and hearts of our people, touched it, and prevailed upon them not to vote, especially those in Aba. We ask Chukwu Abiyama to also come down this very morning of all days as well, to come and take position in our hearts, in our body, in our mind, in our soul, to make sure that everything we do this morning will go according to his will, because he is God. Every prayer we make today, every offering, every thanksgiving, every praise, every adoration as well, every honor and every glory will go to the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, now and forever. He said, I welcome you. Some people say they want to be like us. I don't know if you know that the family in the United Kingdom, of course, led by my deputy, Uche Mefo, and also Barrister Imam Mezu, was at Downing Street yesterday, the residence of the British Prime Minister. I don't know if you saw the pictures. They're everywhere. You know, as I commented this morning, we fight a high-tech, high-technology, very, very intellectually driven freedom fighting. Intellect. You saw people going to petition the British Prime Minister. They went to his house, his door, number 10 Downing Street. They were not shot. But in Abuja, the villa, they call it Aso Rock, the fence is higher than the rock itself. You can't see anybody. Yesterday, when people went there, did you see soldier, army, mobile police anywhere? The answer is no. They only have armed guards at the gate because of Islam. Islamic terrorists, that's all. Before, about 9 years ago, there was no gate at the Downing Street. You can walk in to the door of the Prime Minister. He lives in a flat. Do you know that the British Prime Minister lives in a flat? In fact, the flat at number 11 Downing Street, which is the home of the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is bigger than the flat at Downing Street, the living quarters of the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Yet they are there. It doesn't mean that because David Cameron lives in a flat, he's no longer the Prime Minister, or people don't respect him, or he no longer has the prestige or the accolade of the office. In other words, what it goes to prove to you is that it doesn't matter what you have, how many jeeps you have, how many cars. I'm saying this because of the idiot, Ifajin of our time, who was weak, a traitor. Freedom fighting is not how many hotels you build, how many hostels you build, how many cars, how many oil wells they gave you from Ugwa Hausa. No, it is not. It's the content of your character. What were you able to do with the mandate given to you by the people? Yesterday you gave us the mandate, and we are going to utilize it judiciously, I can tell you that. Because of what you did yesterday, especially in Aba, we can now go out and proclaim the goodness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, and say to people outside, we have come. Our people sent us. They sent us to come here to preach to you regarding the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. They asked us to come here to tell you that we are suffering, we are dying, we are living on top of refuse bins. People are being diseased. People are very weak. They cannot go to school. They have come here to solicit your help and your support in building a very credible, viable, modern democracy in Black Africa. And they will oblige us. They will ask me a simple question. What have you done to prove or to show that you are serious about what you're asking for? I will simply tell them, we did not vote. And that does it. That is the end of the discussion, more or less. You must pardon my pun. That will be the end of it. That is why it is critical and pivotal to get Biafrans to their reasoning capacity to be at a particular level. Sometimes you deny yourself something in order to gain something extraordinary in the future. That was what you did yesterday. You did not vote yesterday because in Kiruka there is something at the front. I said to you before, in the names we answer, I told you that. I also mentioned it emphatically. The names of our village, the names we bear, our adage, our proverb contains the solution to every problem in the world. If you are worried and saying to yourself, oh, how come we did not vote? It's because Nkiruka, Nkenoniruka. Biafra is coming and it is bigger and better than anything you can conceivably imagine. You must remain very resolute and very strong. We are incorruptible, so nobody can buy us anywhere. Do you know how many Biafrans are out in the whole world? Or IPOB? Imolanyede. We don't lack anything. We don't. So there is no way anybody can come and buy us and say, oh, we are buying you. It's nothing. If I want a car, I get it. If I want somebody to vacate their house and looking for a place to sleep in, they will give it to me gladly. So what is the problem? What are you looking for money for? Was Rike? All this, what are you doing with the money? The answer is nothing. You want to be chief tensi title, or churros one, or bajirebe two, rubbish. You're a tout, a local tout. Go. An opportunist that stumbled upon Biafra, the same way that Yoruba people stumbled upon Pentecostalism, and they thought, oh my God, I can make money with it. Some of you are going to your winner's chapel this morning, going to your redeem, Ndiara and Ndiberibe, Chineke Poroko. You people are the ones causing us problems. The same way that Owazurike is, if Biafra has not come upon things, because of Owazurike, the criminals and the vagabonds that follow the idiot. A complete fool he is. Complete idiot he is. A petty thief. There is no difference between him and confidence tricksters. You want to use Biafra to enrich yourself. People died because of Biafra. They will say, oh, but we have suffered. What have you said? You're a thief, a petty rogue. What have you done for Biafra? Give us one example. You did not fund Radio Biafra. You did not fund Radio Biafra. You did not. Genuine mass-up members contributed money to fund Radio Biafra from the beginning. And you ate the money. You did not want to give the money to Radio Biafra. That was Radio Biafra closed in 2009, if you have forgotten. Those with very... Did we not go on air to appeal for funding? Have all of you forgotten? Why? Because Yaradua called Owazurike and gave him money. Ask the governors of the East. Do you know Joye Isabobayegolekogiri? This idiot, because the zoo was feeling the heat. They were asking, who is the one funding Radio Biafra? They said it's Owazurike because he came to London to speak in our studios. They asked him to stop funding, to stop supporting Radio Biafra. Is that correct or not, Owazurike? Did I not call you on the phone to ask you, what are you doing with the governors of the Southeast? Did they call you to a meeting to ask you? Because then, somebody walking inside Asorok was an informant for Radio Biafra and was giving us all the information. He said, I should ask Owazurike, why is it that they said that the governor should meet him to ask him to stop the agitation he was making? Because as part of the overall settlement of the Niger Delta militant issues, am I lying? Did I not call you? Is that not correct? Did you fund Radio Biafra? The answer is no. Did you fund Radio Biafra as we know it today? CHKN 7.6, did you fund it? The answer is no. Or did Biafrans fund it, I should say? The answer is no. Well, anyway, they did, in a way. But not Owazurike's version. Not the kidnappers and not the petty... Everything is so village-like. Village blackmailers who don't know anything. Owazurike did not fund Radio Biafra, for your information. Today, he did not. I repeat, he did not. Biafrans did. Not him. Not him. Because... Ifajuna will welcome him very, very soon. Wherever Ifajuna is, with Satan, Ifajuna welcome him. Because you people, you love lies. And I will not lie. It is him, instead of me to lie, it is better that heaven and earth will come to pass. There's no need. What could you do to me? Nothing. If you want us to die, we die. Then so bloody what? That is why it's important for us to remain strong and very resolute. Listen, temptation will come from all sides for us to march before the time we're supposed to. People will tempt us to kill them. Everything will come. There will be all manner of temptation and evil. We are bound to resist them, and in the end we prevail. We fought against the monster that is the zoo yesterday. If it is 2 hours of people contesting, it will be far more easier to boycott elections. But our own brother was contesting, Jonathan, and I felt that was the right time to boycott the elections, and thankfully, the elections were boycotted, because that is why, up until now, there are no election results coming from Biafra, because people did not vote. As simple as that. Go and ask anybody. What voted yesterday is a rough sample. If it was highest, it would be 10% that voted. 10 in areas where they turned out, I mean. Only 10% voted. People did not vote. Because they lied to you, they deceive you, and you accept it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And very soon, of course, we'll present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, and then open our lines to take your calls. Going to church on a Sunday is a sin. Exodus chapter 20, beginning to read from verse 1. Cheta obochi izu ike doyanso. The last day of the week. Go to your calendar now. Look on the wall. You see your calendar. When is the last day of the week? You see Sunday written in red. What is the last day of the week? Is it on Saturday? Anyway, they are idol worshippers. What do they know? This is Radio Biafra with the true children of God. That's where we answer Nwachukwu. The true children of the Most High God. Nwa Obase. Umuchukwu. Enyi Chineke. These are the type of names we answer. Chikam Nario, Chukwu Nomunso. The best, not the best day. Chukwu Abiyama command. The same Bible you are carrying. Open it, please, and read. Don't add, don't subtract. Open and read. Not, oh, and something happened, and Yehoshua woke up on the third day. No, I said, open it and read. Onyewanu Osegene. What did Chukwu Abiyama say? Cheta obochi izu ike doyanso. The last day of the week. When is the last day of the week? Saturday. Now you know why we are exceptionally formidable. We speak the truth here, you know. Some of you didn't vote yesterday, that is true. Or majority of you didn't vote, that is true. And majority of you are off to church, that is also correct. There is nothing wrong with that. To go and worship God is a beautiful thing. We do that here every blessed day, as you know. But if we want to be truthful to ourselves, I'm not asking you to change going to church on a Sunday, but if we are going to be truthful, we have to be truthful all the way through. Which is, Saturday is the day that Chukwu Abiyama said he should be worshipped. Thank you very much. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the commander of all Haloyo forces that served very well 2 days ago and yesterday. They did exceptionally well. Very, very well. Save for some minor injuries, they all are alive and well. And we thank Chukwu Abiyama for that. In the same token, I am the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now and always remain a faithful, loyal, abiding, obedient servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I will not abandon this effort. I will not sit down with Hausa Fulani to discuss anything about the zoo called Nigeria. I will not even travel to Abuja. I will not meet an Igbo politician. I want you to understand. But I cut it out. I have only one place I look towards. It's to heaven. Chukwu Abiyama. And Biafran's IPOB on this very earth. I dismiss it, I cut it out. I will not travel to Hausa. I will not meet any politician. I will not discuss with them. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. I don't want Biafra to come by peace. So what am I going to negotiate with them for? We meet in the battlefield. If they defeat us, fine. If we defeat them, then Biafra comes. Very simple. That's the only negotiation we'll do, is that the battlefield when the time comes. We are preparing for that. We have been able to stop elections in our land, and the next phase is our march. If you have anything you can bring for us to ensure a successful march this year, please do so. Because this year we march. You know what I mean by marching? My goodness me. When it starts, you will know that Boko Haram is a child's play. How many weeks was CHK on in Biafra land and we stopped elections? How many weeks, I'm asking you? Imagine when we have been on the air for 2-3 months consistently across Biafra land. When we commence our march, then you will know we are learned. You will see how we will dissect this zoo into pieces in a matter of days, and they will fall. This year, I'm not talking about 2016. I said it's happening this very year. Every support you can give, do it now. Some of you were born by Awasa Fulani men. We know that for sure. You may be answering an Igbo name, Eleganyi Kechukwu, Ifani Chukwu, Kechukwu, all this nonsense. Yes, we understand that very well. But we know who you are, because anytime you open your mouth to speak, the Awasa in you will be talking and not a human being. The Awasa in you, because I cannot understand why any Biafran will be opposed to total freedom and separation from the zoological republic, from the zoo called Nigeria. Do you know why we have autonomous communities? Do you know we are the only people that have autonomous communities in the whole world? Do you know why somebody from Ikwerechi will say, I am not Igbo? It's not because they hate Igbo people. It's because they want to assert their independence. Do you know why somebody will say, I'm from Delta Igbo, I'm from Anioma? It's not because they're not Igbo. It's because they want to be free. They don't want any encumbrances, as Beke will say. No disturbance. We love freedom. In the olden days, when you grow up to marry, only the opera, the first son, stays in the father's compound. The rest will have to go out and develop their homes elsewhere. Because nobody wants trouble. We love our independence, naturally as a people. You cannot come back and support autonomous community in your village. Then when it comes to Biafra being autonomous, you say no. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now you see our point? That is why I said to people long time ago, you see, freedom is in the DNA of every genuine Biafran. You are born with freedom. That is the meaning of Igbenweze. That is the meaning of Chibweze. Nobody is king. Only God in heaven is king. The meaning of that name is that we want to be free. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. We don't want it. As a people. That was why the Igbo people never conquered the Ibibio people. Ibibio never conquered Efik. Efik never conquered Ijaw. Ijaw never conquered. Everybody was on their own. We don't want it. Some of you have forgotten this very important aspect of your life. Why is it that when you go to village for your August meeting, I mean our women, you start talking about autonomous community for your village? Everybody, do you know the meaning of autonomous? You want to be free. You cannot come to the village and say, I want an autonomous community in Okigwe. But you go to Abuja, you say, I want Nigeria to be one. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. If Biafra comes, if in the future, Ijaw people want to have their own separate state, you allow them to go. Just leave people alone. If you cannot persuade them with reason, logic, and argument, leave them to go. Did you not see Scotland? Scotland wanted to go. What did they do? Did they go to war? They discussed it in the open and they said, okay, let's go and vote. And Scotland lost. And Britain continued. That is how people who are civilized do things. But here in the zoo, full of black people in this UG, Natoro. Their brain, the opposition never. You begin to wonder. Have you been to townships here? Have you seen squalor, poverty, and deprivation? You begin to wonder. The same school you went and graduated from is the same school that the people in Japan, the people in Norway, the people in Sweden, the people in the USA, the same school they went to. But why is it when you come back to Africa, something happens to your brain, you can no longer do anything? Those are the things we are looking to correct. Those are the impressions we want to consign to the dustbin of history. That is why we have come. No, that is why Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. Now you understand the burden that we are carrying. You and us. It is not just to get Biafra that has liberty and freedom. We are here to reconstruct, to build, to put together once again common sense. It's not common, but it's called common sense. To infuse common sense into people so that they are independent beings, can make decisions that will benefit the whole society. Not just themselves. People that will fearlessly speak the truth even when they are affected. Even when they are affected. That is why consistency, honesty, truth, perseverance is key. And we are training you to accept that as well. Because without perseverance, Biafra will not come. We need to be mentally tough. Even when we are looking at defeat, we must rise up and muster the strength and the courage to keep marching. Even when we look to the left and the right, people are falling, we must continue to march. You never stop until you achieve your goal. What is that goal? A free, liberated Biafra under Chukwu Abiam. Our lines will soon open, and when it does, we will take your calls. Our Skype line is working, I presume. Our universal line is also working, and our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra. You add us on Skype. Our sister is doing excellently well, Victoria, in New York, responding to all the messages on Skype. We are very, very grateful to you for that. And also, our studio line here is 090-215-07326. I repeat, 090-215-07326. We are also on 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. People are complaining in Europe. They are saying that people from abroad no longer get a look in, that people from home are dominating. I said yes, because Biafra land is here. It's not abroad. We are also on Viber. We are also on WhatsApp, and the numbers are +44, or the number is, because it's one line for both Viber and for WhatsApp. If you want to send us a WhatsApp message, which I've been doing since yesterday, we will be able to read it out. +44 98 313 08 376 +44 78 313 08 376 This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Chukwu Abiam is in heaven watching over us, and we are now going to present our news headlines. Not very much today because there is so much chaos yesterday. We brought you so many headlines yesterday. It is simply amazing. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. I don't know what is happening, why we are getting that static. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way at all, at all, at all. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. There are reports indicating that overall, Buhari defeated Jonathan inside Aso Rock, or the Aso Villa. The staff, you know, the people that work there, you know, all the government staff, that they voted for Buhari, not their master, Jonathan. I have said to Jonathan before, and he didn't listen, this year the zoo is going to break, starting from this very election. From yesterday, the zoo have started crumbling. I told Jonathan that you cannot win this election. A lot of factors are against you. The oil block renewal is coming up next year, 2016. Awasa does not want, Britain doesn't want anybody to preside over the renewal of those licenses. Britain wants an Awasa people to be in charge. That is one thing, one singular thing you must know. Number two, they are seriously afraid that you will cause so much damage to the fabric of the fraudulent entity called Nigeria in your second term. Because they don't even trust you. They think you're a Biafran. Thirdly, which is far more critical, it is against Islamic law for a non-Muslim to preside over the affairs of Muslims. I don't know if you know that. They have been reminded of what the Sadwana of Sokoto said, Sahamadi Bello, that they own is the estate of their fathers. They conquered Yoruba people. They own everybody here. With the help of Britain, they also conquered Biafra. Britain handed Biafra to them. As they were giving us the Bible, they were handing us over to Quran. With one hand, they give you the Bible. With the other hand, they are pulling you towards Quran. That was exactly what they did. I don't know if some of you actually appreciate the fact that Hausa people are naturally lazy. Hausa Fulani. They don't work. They depend on oil money to feed. And now that oil prices are falling every blessed day, they need even the one that you used to get before, Hausa wants to take it from you. Because they're Hanahe, this is Shasha, as they used to. They don't eat, they are not eating as much as they used to eat before. The money is not coming in as it used to come in. So the little that goes to Southeast and South, they want to take it as well. And nobody can stop them. Do you understand that? Now, they control all the media. The reason why Jonathan was allowed to win in 2011, or why he was even allowed the mandate to complete Yaradua's mandate, was because they did not want to alienate Niger Delta. They wanted to allow Jonathan 4 more years to make it impossible for South and Southeast to come together. That's why. Anytime Hausa is doing something, there is only one thought in their mind. How can we keep these people divided? The more we keep them divided, the more we can take their oil. If we keep dividing them, we can continue to rule them. If we keep dividing them, we own all of them. We can kill them anytime we want to, and nobody can do anything about it. That was why Jonathan was allowed to win. Even at that, Jonathan got the most votes from the Southeast. Is that correct or not? Jonathan miscalculated his victory in 2011 to mean that Nigerians love him and accept him. That is not correct. They only that they hate Buhari more because Buhari is a terrorist. Everybody knows that Buhari is more like Islamic Brotherhood. Buhari is a terrorist. And everybody knows that. Now you understand. Jonathan does not have any political... Don't they have advisors, people who are learned to tell them the truth about what is happening? People did not vote for you because you are competent or that you are loved. They voted for you because by allowing Jonathan to continue, the divide between South and Southeast will continue. That's all. I'm sure that now you know that. Now you understand that. Now you know precisely why we do things the way we do it here. We tell you the truth always. Buhari defeated Jonathan even inside our sub-villa, according to Hausa newspaper, please. Gunmen stormed polling units, set materials ablaze in Bauchi. They said they would keep voting until they feel that enough people have attended, then they declare the results. I have pictures of rigging. I have video. There's a video they sent to me yesterday. It's disturbing. You see Hausa children voting. En masse, where they got the ballot paper from, I don't know. They were printing. One person, I have the video. I will send it. Well, before EU goes out to announce their useless result, and America will say, we noticed everything didn't go very well, but overall, it was good. That's what they will say. And they know you will accept it because you're a black person. That is the funny thing about it. Because you won't use you are black. You will accept anything they tell you. That is why they will come up today or tomorrow and say, as soon as they can get enough criminals to go out and say, we voted from Biafra, and they will declare the result. Jonathan should rise up and be a leader. If Jonathan is to rise up today, catalog every charade, every act of violence, every no-show of INEC, every failed card reader, every shamble that we encountered yesterday, go and use it to prepare your speech and speak and say, I am, in the interim, suspending the continuation of this very election or electoral process. We are calling for and constituting a government of national unity so we can prepare our people better to vote. The world will clap for you. Because if you people allow this fraud to stand that you call election, it can only get, you are black people. So things can only get worse. As time goes on, it gets more brazen, more criminally minded. More people will die even in the process. As we are speaking now, people are still being killed right now as we speak. Gunmen storm polling unit, set materials ablaze in Bauchi. That is enough to cancel the elections in Bauchi. In any civilized part of the world, that is enough to cancel it. You know that even Asians, they're into fraud as well, a bit of fraud. And, you know, Britain doesn't play. They don't play with the electoral process in Britain. If you do, you go to jail. Do you know there was an Islamic man, I think in Bradford area, they lied on the information that we are giving to voters. They were leafleting voters, dropping letters through their, dropping things through their letterbox. Do you know what happened? They were jailed for providing false information. The Electoral Commission in the United Kingdom, you don't see them, but they are deadly powerful. They don't give a damn if you're the Prime Minister or the Queen or any time you tamper with electoral laws, you are going to jail immediately. No, listen, as they are voting, they are declaring the exit polls immediately. So there will be no time for rigging. And they see, so even if you meet an English person or Scottish and say, oh, please come, let's rig election, they will see you as their enemy. Because you want them to introduce lies and deceit into their way of life. And they will say no to you. But here, if you don't rig election, you've not started. Why? Because you're black. This UG, evil. Evil people. That is why. Unless, of course, you are covered by the redeeming grace of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, through Biafra, of course. Gunmen storm polling unit, set materials ablaze. Some of you are right now in front of Yoruba pastors. Very, very sad indeed for some of you. Very, very sad. You are in front of Yoruba pastors. Extremely sad. Extremely sad. Elections turn bloody in River State. Of course it is. I am looking at the picture of a dead young man. I told them that you people will die. Then I said that there are some of you who are alive today. That were, I was saying this thing on Friday. By Sunday morning, you'll be dead. And that's what I'm seeing here. Some of you are dead. Elections turns bloody in rivers. People are being shot left, right, and center. Bombs going off everywhere. Bombs going off everywhere. INEC suspends election in Delta community. Jonathan, we are giving you the points with which you can bring this very charade of an election to an end. We are giving you the points. You can use all these points. Party youths snatch ballot boxes in Benue. So there is no election in Rivers. There was violence in Benue, snatching of ballot boxes, which means no election. And also in Delta, election suspended. In Gombe, they are killing people. So where did election happen then? I just want to know. So which people actually voted? So, are you telling me that when they snatched the ballot box, they called INEC and they sent another one immediately? Oh, are you telling me that when the card reader did not work and they had to switch to manual accreditation, everybody was accredited and everybody voted? That's pure rubbish. Now, let me tell you something that they don't know. We can also, even the few of you that rigged, we can invalidate everything. We can bring international forensic experts to prove that it is the same person storm that is on all the ballot papers. Fingerprint. We can prove that with fingerprint that it is the same person that thumbprinted everything. That then, I don't know. Jonathan, I don't know. You cannot reason properly. Government of national unity is your best way out of this. Or else, this country is about to be plunged into chaos. Massive chaos, if you don't know. The breakup of the zoo started yesterday. And it will never ever stop until this crack and fissure develops to an extent whereby it can no longer hold together. INEC suspends election in Delta. Election suspended in Delta. Do you know Ngige did not vote? Chris Ngige. Of Buhari's Boko Haram APC. He did not vote because it was shambolic, even in his village. Everything is a mess. There is enough proof to go out and cancel this international global disgrace. that you baboons and monkeys in the Zoological Republic call election. The world is laughing at you. You people are so criminally minded. You are, everything is subject to stealing and selling. Everything can be criminalized. You criminalize the word of God, as some of you are doing right now in your Yoruba churches. Is it ordinary electoral process that you won't criminalize? The world is laughing at, people are laughing at the zoo called Nigeria. All your criminal antecedents is there for the whole world to see. Murder, mayhem, violence, snatching of ballot box, INEC not coming on time, card reader is not working, people shouting, if I lose, I'm going to kill somebody. You people are a disgrace, a joke. Go and pray for Biafra to come today, tomorrow, to cleanse you. Some of the disease you're carrying as a Nigerian, to clean you up. When somebody tells me I'm a Nigerian, I look at the person as a disease. Aura. Filth. I'm telling you. When somebody starts saying, oh, we Nigerians, I look at the person as a disease. Aura, infectious disease, worse than Ebola. Because then you, as in anything you touch is corruption. Anything that is no part of life that is normal. You are even pedophiles. Abusing little children in the name of Islamic marriage. You people are filthy and evil. To call somebody a Nigerian is a curse. A country created by somebody you never knew. So who created Igbo land? Who is the man that sat down and signed the treaty? And say, you, from today, your name is Igbo land. Or, who created the Ibibio? That said, oh, from today, your name is Ibibio. Why can you people not be able to sit down and think and reason? Akonuje, brain, use it to work. We continue. Even as Sarah Dokobo did not vote yesterday, he was ranting. He said, no INEC official is leaving this place until I get accredited. His own machine was not working. Jonathan, you have enough within this nonsense you call election to cancel it. And be a president. Awusa cannot touch you. They know if they touch you, the zoo, Biafra will come the next day. They are looking at oil. So that is your only saving grace. They want that license renewed in 2016. But if they feel that we cannot come together, if they feel that South, South, and Southeast cannot come together, they will go ahead and kill Jonathan. And what can you do? After today, they say, oh, leave it, let's move along, let's move on. That's what you will say. Let's the country move on, let's heal our wound and we move on. Mad people. Mad. A Nigerian is worse than Ebola, disease, not already born. Even more dangerous than a disease. More dangerous than when I see Nigeria, I'm a Nigerian, I feel there's a revulsion I feel inside me. There is an instant blinding rage and hatred I feel towards a Nigerian. I'm telling you, once you tell me you are a Nigerian, I hate you immediately. I will hate you there and then. I will hate you. Because you don't know who you are. It means you're telling me that you are not a human being. You don't know who you are. And now, before you were called Nigeria, what were you called? That's my simple question. You know, our sister yesterday, her grade is finished. I wanted to take her along very gently. Then the final one I always hit them with is, what was your name before the white man came? Or you didn't have a name before the white man came? That is where we always end our argument. And they say, oh, I'm sorry. Now I see the light. What was your name before Nigeria? Nigeria was formed in 1914. What was your name before the Berlin Conference? What was your name? Or you didn't have a name before the white man came? You were looking at yourself. You didn't have any names. No village name, nothing. You just, if you look at yourself and you communicate, you didn't speak. Because as long as you can speak as a human, it means you must have a name or something you call something. So, what was your name before the white man came? That is who you are. I don't know. Someday, you will understand. Someday. 25 people killed in Borno. Because when they say 25, you mean it's 105. Or maybe 205. 25 killed in Borno. So there are no election in Delta, in Borno. The whole of Biafraland did not vote anyway, including Delta. No, there was no vote here. So where did the election actually hold? No, inside Asorok. And also in Katsina. In all APC places in Ugawasa, including Sokoto, where APC Buhari, Boko Haram is winning. Yes? Jonathan, you better act fast. If you don't, you'll be in serious trouble. If you allow for the results to be announced, then there'll be violence, uncontrolled violence. But now is the time to stop it by calling for a government of national unity. You will save the lives of many. The criminals that want oil block will be angry. Oh, why are you truncating? They will go and tell, you know, let me see what black people do. They go and connive with white people to come and defraud their own village. That is what people do. You go and connive with foreigners to come to your land and deplete your land and defraud your land. Is that true or false? I ask. These are the things you never knew before. These are the things you need to know now. This is Radio. Obanikoro, Mimiko, Adams failed to deliver words to Jonathan. Of course they will fail. Of course they will fail. They have given every, you know, these are, let me tell you one thing. The press in the zoo, with the exception of, say, Vanguard or another one again, is controlled by APC. The whole of Yoruba media, the whole of, in fact, even including every Yoruba media is controlled by APC. Now, what? Let me tell you how they're going to remove Jonathan. They will keep bombarding all of you that Jonathan did not win. Jonathan did not win. After 1 week, you give in because you don't have the mind or the mental strength to persevere. Jonathan can never win this election. It is inconceivable. Unthinkable. We are the ones saving him. We'll take him to Enugu and declare him the Biafran president if he's strong enough a man to accept that commission. If he is strong enough to accept that very commission. And now the news in greater detail. The news in greater detail. If we have more of them, of course, we shall bring them to you. We shall bring them to you. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land. And for goodness sake, this is radio. They said the time in London, Amy Arthur is telling me that the time in London has changed. The time in London is the same thing as here now. The time in London now is 1 minute past. Has it changed for real? Let's see. I think it has, you know. It has, yes. Everything has synchronized. It has changed. All the time now is the same. All the time now is the same. The time now in London is 1 minute past 9 a.m. as well. 1 minute past, 2 minutes past nine now. Everything have been single. Look at how you boys tampering with time that Chukwuebema made. Just imagine. This is called daylight saving. Chukwuebema made time. Look at how Oyibo is messing about with time. Forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. Just imagine. That was how they messed about with your brain. And you're going to church on a Sunday instead of a Saturday. Look at how they're messing about moving clock. That was, time was here before man came. Before Chukwuebema created man. Look at how they're messing about with it. Yesterday it was 1 hour behind. Today we are the same thing. Later on it will be 1 hour ahead. Rubbish. Pure nonsensical nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to report this very day. We have reported this news yesterday about Boko Haram killing even more people in Gombe. People are dying everywhere. This is a graveyard. Baboons and monkeys. Every blessed place is baboons and monkeys. These very elections cannot hold. They should cancel it. Jonathan should call for a government of national unity and also ensure that he factors Biafra into whatever thing that he is planning. We must continue. We must continue. The time here is the same as it is in London. INEC blames National Union of Road Transport Workers for the problems with the election. Now that INEC is considering that the election had problems, Jonathan, rise up and be a man and cancel these elections. Don't postpone it. Call for government of national unity. It's called an inquiry. You can set up an inquiry to find out why INEC is not functioning. That is what a white man will do. When something goes wrong, Oyibo will sit down, call people together and say, we must find out why this thing happened so it won't happen again. It's called a commission of inquiry. Call for a government of national unity only for 4 months. Set up a commission of inquiry. Invite people from abroad, experts, to come and run the elections here. There is one clue I want to give Jonathan so that you know. You have Central Bank of the Zoo giving out Central Bank unique number. You can use that for accreditation. Do you know that? Now, the question is, there are some people who don't have bank accounts. Then you encourage them to. You ask banks to waive all this nonsense to do referees and whatever nonsense. Open a very basic account for everybody. Give them one unique number, the so-called CBN BVN number that you have. Because it's biometric. Once you are about to give them the CBN number, if they put their thumbprints there, if they have registered before, the system will say no. After all, your passport office has the same thing. If you have biometric passport, if you go back to do it, they will tell you no. Once you have that unique number from CBN or whatever, you can even vote from Kafanchan using your mobile phone. I'm now telling them what we are going to do in Biafra land. Because in Biafra land, people can vote via their mobile phones with their unique voter registration number, which comes automatically as part of your health insurance in the country. So it is only one number and very unique. Only you can vote with it. Using ordinary texts on a mobile phone. Very, very simple. But I can't understand the reason why people are not forward thinking. Even INEC is now blaming National Union of Road Transport Workers for the problems they had with the election. Therefore, these elections are not credible. America, I hope you're listening. We were bombarding CNN and BBC yesterday. I hope you are listening. The elections cannot be deemed credible. Even INEC is confessing. If you look for something, look, Jonathan gave it to Jega, and he wants to please Awasa people. Awasa people want to divide Biafra. The news in greater detail. The presidential candidates of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, defeated President Goodluck Jonathan of the PDP in the elections conducted inside presidential villa, Asorok in Abuja. There are two polling units, Unit 021 and Unit 022, located side by side within the premises of the villa. Buhari polled a total of 613 votes in the two polling units, while Jonathan scored a total of 595 votes. However, at Unit 021, Jonathan beat Buhari to second position with 293 votes, while APC candidates scored 265 votes. They were mentioning all these polling booth after polling booth. At the end of it, Buhari defeated Jonathan inside Asorok. Now, if 600 and something people are voting inside the government building, and then you come to a village, not up to 10 people voted, what does that tell you? It is called perspective. If inside Aso Villa, whatever they call it, Rock Villa, I don't know what the name is, of the zoo where the chief baboon, the zoologist, sits. Now, if up to, say, 1,000, 2,000 people can be voting there in a country of supposed 160 million, is it 100, is it 200 million now? I don't know how many you baboons are. I don't know how many you are. Can you then please tell me why in a village you are on, or in a town you're getting only 40 people voting? I never saw any queue yesterday of more than 30 people. But inside Asorok, there are over 4,000, according to the figures I'm having here. This one is how many people? This one is 613, almost 595. This one is 295. The other one is all the way through, 302, 348, all the way through. Up to 4,000, 5,000 inside Asorok. Only government house. Talk less of out there in the towns. I never saw any polling unit with more than 30 people in it yesterday. That tells you. Awasa people are reporting that Buhari is leading. Of course they will. You know, Awasa, lying, corruption. Awasa, let me ask you a question. Do you know the reason why Othman Danfodio conquered you? Do you know the reason why some Awasa people joined Fulani to conquer themselves? Do you know why? Because you were corrupt. Awasa people are the most corrupt people. In the Yoruba are the cheats. Yoruba love cheating and deceiving people, you know, lying and deception. Awasa is corruption. Awasa equals corruption. You must understand that. Gunmen storm polling units, set materials ablaze in Bauchi. Jega, was there elections in this place in Bauchi? The answer is no. Jonathan, here is another reason why you should rise up and be a man, make a public announcement, address the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo, tell them, owing to all these failures from INEC, that these elections cannot be held to be credible. That in your capacity as the executive president of the Zoological Republic, it is in your interest and that of the entire country that things are seen to be done in a fair and judicious manner. INEC's conduct of the elections cannot be said to have attained those heights. Very simple English. And then you go out and declare a government of national unity. Simple. Very simple. It's not difficult. Then you invite the international community, because you people are baboons and monkeys. You cannot hold elections. Get the outside world to come and help you here. Get experts to sit around the table and plan a strategy that is rig-proof. Conduct elections, and who knows, he might come third. Some unidentified gunmen on Saturday, that was yesterday during the polling day, stormed the polling unit in Bagurun Primary School in Darazo, local government area of Bauchi State, firing gunshots sporadically into the air and forcing voters to scamper for safety. This is contained in a statement signed by the spokesman of the Bauchi State Police Command, DSP Haruna Mohammed, and made available to newsmen. The statement said the gunmen arrived at the place in 6 vehicles and thereafter gathered all election materials and set some of them ablaze. The timely intervention of security forces comprising police and army forced the suspects to abandon their mission and escape to unknown destination. So you didn't have siren to pursue them. All of a sudden. You don't know that a siren is meant for clearing the road when you're pursuing thieves and criminals? Don't you watch American movies? But your siren is meant for driving somebody home, a politician, a thief. In anywhere else in the world, they use siren to chase criminals. In the zoo, they use siren to protect a criminal inside it. Welcome to Africa. Black Africa. Baboons and monkeys. Unbelievable. In every other place, when the police, you hear the siren, they are chasing a criminal. But here in the zoo, when you hear, there is a criminal inside being protected by police. What does that tell you about you as a human being? You are not a human being, of course. Baboons and monkeys everywhere. Oh man, oh man. Look at how you go. You know, if you go to a zoo, you know, a real zoo, because this one is even an animal kingdom. If you go to a proper zoo, and you call the baboon, you go to baboon, you call baboon, come, monkey, come, let's do election. At least you can, they will not rig it as they are doing here. And say, come, let's vote. It will not be as horrible as it is in the zoo. God, this place is awful. God forbid. I feel sorry for people who are here. I'm telling you the truth. This place is horrible. It's a very horrible place. It's a disgrace to humanity. Nigeria is. We continue. Honestly speaking, immigration services abroad, and they are very kind. If I am an immigration officer in any country of this world, once I see a green passport with Nigeria on it, I will stamp it cancelled and ask them to deport you back to the stupid zoo from whence you came. This place is evil. Patently evil. police cannot chase criminals with siren. But they have commissioner of education inside it who have stolen all the money meant for the library. Do you think they don't vote money for library to buy books? Tell me any library you can go to now here that has all the books. Our children, they go to internet and be scouring for published copies to see where they can download and read. Name one library. One library. Name one library I can go to now and I can see decent books to read. Is there any? The answer is capital no. There is none. Somebody gave books to Imo State government. And I warned him, my good friend, of course. He's late now. He's late. May his soul rest in peace. He said his brother was a bit wealthy, comfortable, I won't say wealthy, in England. They wanted to donate books, you know, philanthropy. Let's donate books to Imo State. They spent, I don't know how many millions they spent in Naira. They got a container. They packed it full of books. As soon as they brought the container to Lagos, the custom people opened it. It's only books, nothing to sell, nothing to steal. They said, because the books decayed and turned into manure at the seaport. He was telling me, can you see that? I said, you are sending books to a zoo. What do you think? Go to a zoo, give monkey a book and see what he will do. He will tell you to rip it to pieces. That's exactly what happened at the seaport. The custom officer said, what? Books? So it's not spare parts. It's not second-hand material, second-hand iron and stereo we can sell. We can give to High Cent, this boy that's SND boy in Lagos. You know, that's why he's a thief. SND boy in Lagos, Wonyoshi. He's from Ihiala. What he does, he specializes in collecting containers belonging to Igbo people. They will identify a container with fine goods in it. They will seize it. His custom Awasa friends will tell him, and they will seize it. It will be seized. It will be marked. It will be accumulated so much demurrage you cannot pay. And then they auction it, and the Zendibo will buy. After buying it, he will then come to your child naming ceremony as a Zendibo and give your child 2,000 naira from your own money worth nearly 8-9 million. Igbo people in Lagos. You never knew this before, did you? This is, he's from Ihiala, High Cent. If you go to his old airport, it's High Cent at Ihiala. He's a thief. A Zendibo in Lagos, Wonyoshi, Kobo. He's a rogue. But if you're hailing him, hey, Ezendibo, hey, number one. You see why I call some people monkeys and baboons. The man is a rogue. He connives with Yoruba and Awasa custom officers. They only seize containers belonging to Igbo people. Once they seize your container, you don't come back. The demurrage is to the millions. They sell it to Ezendibo. According to some village people in Ochanja Market. Mad, insane people. They use siren to protect the last person in Lagos. Siren. Everywhere there is noise making. But in a proper place, they chase criminals with siren. Here, they couldn't commence a chase. They left them, they destroyed everything, and they left. Jonathan, if you have any sense in your skull, you will stand up and make an announcement like a statesman. And take off that cap you're wearing. Makes you look ridiculous. Stand up and dress properly like a Biafran and speak. People say it is their way. It is not their way of dressing. Bola hat, it is not. You know this resource control. It is not our way of dressing. If you don't know your way of dressing, go and ask. It is not. From a white man, is a bowler hat. Take it off and dress properly and address humanity as a statesman. Rise up and tell them that we acknowledge our limitations in this very exercise. It fell short of our expectations, violence, rigging, intimidation. For that, the election will be suspended till further notice. But in the interim, I will recommend to the National Assembly, House of Reps and Senate to commence with immediate effect emergency legislation calling for a government of national unity. and you stand down. That's a statesman speaking. Biafra Gatoto, I'm telling you. When you see the Biafran president or prime minister respond to a crisis, you will know that these people are civilized. We want men and women of stature, when they rise up to address the world on a matter of critical importance, you will know that these are men and women, for that matter. They are killing people, and Jonathan Nasokwa. So Jonathan cannot come out and say, we commiserate with the families of all those that lost their lives during the election. Jonathan, that is how you win the world over. That is how you win people over. I remember Tony Blair, when Princess Diana died, the way Tony Blair spoke off the cuff, everybody fell in love with him. I said everybody. In fact, there was even a parody that time that Tony Blair can walk on water, because of the way he handled the death of Princess Diana. Ask any student of politics in England and they will tell you. Jonathan, if you rise up, you begin by acknowledging the death and saying it is regrettable that this number of people had to die. So you are setting a context for the world to know that the reason why you are suspending the election is because of the violence that happened. Refer the matter. Recall an emergency session of the House of National Assembly, get them to legislate on a government of national unity. That is all. And you have won. Very simple. Boko Haram will take over. We continue. Elections turn bloody in Rivers. Jonathan, I hope you are listening. Saturday's presidential and national assembly elections in Rivers State was interrupted by reported cases of gun battles and physical attacks by armed militia groups on residents said to be loyal to the APC, leaving scores dead and many others injured. I told you that. Death and mayhem everywhere. Death and mayhem. I told them that you will die by this time on Sunday. I was saying this on Friday. By this time on Sunday, some of you will be dead. And I'm looking at one of them here. Scores of people killed in Rivers. Jonathan, rise up and speak. The world wants to know why there are so many deaths in the zoo that you are the chief zoologist. Unbelievable. In Gombe also, gunmen killed at least 15 people, including a member of Gombe State House of Assembly, Alhaji Umar Aminu, near polling stations in Gombe on Saturday, casting an ominous shadow over the closest electoral contest since the end of military rule in 1999. The Rivers fracas was said to have been orchestrated by armed militia, allegedly working for one of the major political parties, purportedly set out to harass members of APC. They don't want to go ahead and say it is PDP. Of course, it is PDP talks killing APC people. In Rivers, but over there in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, it is APC thugs killing PDP people everywhere. Dog is eating dog, and you wonder why you are in a zoological republic. That is why it's a zoo, where dog eats dog. Party youths in Katsina, Ala, Benue State on Saturday snatched ballot boxes, card readers, as well as other electoral materials from two polling stations during the presidential and national assembly elections. The polling stations are situated at NKST Secondary School and Katsina Ala Town Club. The State Command of the Nigeria Police confirmed the incident. However, as at the time of compiling this report, it was yet to be ascertained which political group the youths identified with neither. Oh my goodness. Nobody knows if it's PDP or APC. And nobody has been arrested. It's been gathered that the youths had earlier attempted to snatch a ballot box at the College of Education, Katsina Ala, but it could not due to the tight security there. Very, very sad indeed. The Independent National Electoral Commission has suspended election in Udu, local government area of Delta State, after the police said they could not guarantee security in the area. The resident electoral commissioner, Mr. Anidi Ikowak, said in Agbo that some stakeholders in the area did not allow electoral officers to move voting materials to polling units. He said the initial complaint was that they wanted to see the constituency collation form. He said, but even when the form was brought, they did not still want the materials moved. So the police had to advise that for security reasons, the election should be suspended. Election suspended. How can you have a president? We are reminding the whole world of all the hotspots, all the battlegrounds, the places where people were killed, murdered, where there is mayhem in areas where there were no votes. How then can you declare somebody the winner? Jonathan, please get up from your bed, rise up, dress up, go in front of the camera, call a world press conference to recall the National Assembly to legislate on emergency law compelling or asking for a government of national unity owing to the high level of violence and no vote in Biafra land. As simple as that. That is how statesmen behave. But I'm not sure your brain is capable of articulating that. No INEC official is leaving this place, according to Asare Dokobo. He said the former militant Mujahid Asare Dokobo has aired his displeasure after his PVC was rejected by the card reader at his polling unit at Bakana in the Degema local government area of River State. The ex-militant said nobody would leave the polling unit until everyone is accredited, as the card reader was also unable to accredit others. Jonathan not accredited, Asare Dokobo too not accredited. Very, very sad indeed. Ngige refuses to vote, says process is faulty. Even APC Boko Haram is saying that the process is faulty. Senator Chris Ngige, the supporter of APC Boko Haram, representing Anambra Central Senatorial District, refused to vote on Saturday, claiming that the electoral process had been compromised. Ngige, who is contesting for a re-election in the Senate, said he chose to waive his right to vote in the ongoing elections when he was spoken to by a correspondent who met him at his Alo Ward 1, which is in his hometown. According to him, the poor working conditions of the card readers and the eventual usage of manual system would lead to manipulation and other fraudulent electoral practices. When I came here, they just wrote my name in a piece of paper with some other names. My fingers were not marked with accreditation ink also. I complained to INEC officials and they told me they were directed not to do so. Hi, welcome to this is why you did. If you didn't vote, please clap for yourself. If you did not go out yesterday to vote, please clap for yourself. Can you see the nonsense that is happening all over the place? If you do, there's one called accreditation ink. Then there is voting ink and there's rigging ink. Oh, God in heaven, the zoological republic full of animals. When I call them animals, some of them are not happy. You see why you are baboons and monkeys, mad people. They are. When I came here, they just wrote my name, according to Ngige, in a piece of paper with some other names. My fingers were not marked with accreditation ink. Also, I complained to INEC officials and they told me they were directed not to mark my hand with ink, Ngige lamented, saying he was not going to be part of a faulty election. The election is faulty. Even APC is saying the election is faulty. Jonathan, rise up and be a man. Cancel the elections and the rest will be history. Nothing will happen. But Obama will say no to him. Go ahead. I want Islam to win. You know Obama now. Obama will just go ahead. I want Islam has to win. I want Islam to win. Islam needs to win. And Islam will win in the end. Because Obama, the president of the USA, is an Islamist. Boko Haram terrorists in the early hours of election day attacked Brutal Town, more or less. Buratai Town in the Biu local government area of Borno State and killed 25 persons. I told you many of you will die. Many of you alive on Friday, by Sunday morning you'll be dead. Another 25 dead. They left several houses burned, government officials and witnesses said. Those killed, according to the witness from the town, were sleeping when the soldiers opened fire on them. Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima confirmed the attack on Miringa. A resident of Buratai, Malam Garba, who told journalists that he had to flee to Biu Town, which is the local government headquarters, explained that the gunmen arrived at the town at about 4 a.m., driving two vehicles and several motorcycles. Mr. Garba said the insurgents killed 25 people, injured five before setting ablaze some houses and fled away, he said. He added that they had earlier sent messages around warning us not to encourage democracy by participating in the election. I told you, you go out to vote and you die, and these ones, for even encouraging the elections, they were killed. The zoo should divide. The world is watching. People are dying every blessed day. Somebody somewhere is having fun at the expense of grieving families here in the Zoological Republic. Or Banikoro Mimiko Adams failed to deliver for Jonathan. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator Musiliu Obanikoro, has failed to deliver his polling unit to the PDP. And President Goodluck Jonathan, who had expected some electoral magic from Obanikoro. Also in Ondo State, Governor Olusegun Mimiko, like Obanikoro, failed woefully to deliver his word to PDP. What they are saying in effect is that APC is everywhere because a Yoruba man is running. I told Jonathan, Yoruba will not vote for you. Hausa will not vote for you. You can never ever win unless you rig it. If you rig it, they will kill you. It's as simple as that. What will happen? What do you think will happen if they kill Jonathan? Can you look at me? You make noise for 2-3 days and then after that, everybody can sleep. They will tell you, oh, leave it for God. God knows best. they will tell you God knows best. God knows best. Nothing will happen. After all, Chibuzor Kadiwe was dead, killed by Obasanjo. What did Ohanaeze do? Nothing. They went and collected 5 billion. We continue. INEC blames NURT for election lapses. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, approved manual accreditation of voters due to the large scale of failure of smart card readers to function effectively in many parts of the zoo. INEC National Commissioner in charge of Information and Voter Education Committee, Dr. Chris Eyimoga, told the World Press Conference that the decision to amend the electoral guideline at such short notice was due to the large scale. Look at that. They had no contingency. Even INEC is telling you that the election is fraudulent, but BBC will announce Buhari as the winner. CNN will announce Buhari as the winner because they want a Muslim in charge of the zoological republic. That concludes our news this morning. Now you can see why those of you that didn't vote yesterday did not miss very much. Do you see it now? Do you see why we asked you not to bother voting? Because it doesn't really matter. I have the videos of people rigging, people being shot dead, and they wanted you to go and vote. This is Radio Biafra, and now our lines are open. Our Skype line is open. Our universal line is also open. If you call us now, we will be able to take your call. I am wishing I can take as many calls from abroad as possible. People are beginning to complain. But all those years you've been enjoying Radio Biafra at the exclusion of those from home should also count. But right now, people are complaining bitterly. They're saying they can no longer participate as they would like to. But our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. We will take your call. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. If you want to know how to get hold of us, you can also reach us via +44 208 133 9976 +44 208 133 9976. Our lines are open. We are also on 081 rather 783 8135 96 081 783 8135 96 090 as well 215 0726. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your voice is very low. Good morning to you. Please raise your voice for us.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
I'm Cesar. I'm from Lagos State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Am I speaking to Nandi?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. For the first time ever, I'm speaking for the first time.
This is your first time caller. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I want to appreciate your good work.
Thank you.
And I want to encourage you more to do more. The efforts are behind you, and I myself am behind you. Keep the good work. We are going to get to the promised land there for as soon as.
You see?
When I was in Lagos, I was a member of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Lagos. When I came down to Imo here, I have a new work I'm doing here. So, since then, I've not joined the family meeting here due to the work, the kind of, the nature of the work I'm doing.
Yes.
I work under Nigeria Federal Government Organization here. I don't have much time, but I know very soon. The other time, I listened to Gustav. I got a number of the coordinator of Owerri here. I called the number, I couldn't hear him well. The second time I called, it's usually because I'm not calling back, but I was feeling like I would call to make my own contribution and join the mini meeting. Move on, and I'm going to bless you.
Yes,
I feel so much united each time I hear your voice because you've given me orientation about Biafra. You've made my life wide and open. I'm not telling. You have improved my life as a girlfriend. God will strengthen you. Do not listen to people that are criticizing you or saying things. You know, when you're not informed, you're deformed. I was listening to you yesterday when a young lady called and was asking you speaking about Biafra. The other person called and said, Biafra is nothing. Our people lack knowledge. And we find it difficult to comprehend the reality of life. We adapt, very difficult to comprehend. But I believe this information you're passing to us is just a very big orientation. It comes from hearing. All the while in Nigeria, before you came in with Radio Biafra, the news we hear, everything about us has been from the Yoruba, the nation, Punch, and some other news media from the Western Nigeria. They've been controlling us, and you have shown us the light. I thank God for Radio Biafra. God is with you. Do not fall back.
Never.
Keep moving. Keep moving, Director. I love you very well.
Thank you.
I am proud. I'm a dear friend. And I thank God on earth that you are there. Not just that something is happening, but it is you that is there. You are too courageous. Your words are very educating. Thank you very much. Thank you. While in Lagos, when we started our meeting in Lagos, I was with two security guards. Rafael and Chiwendo, all of us started the meeting with Rita before she messed up. And one other old man. Before I left them, I was the secretary of Indigenous People Biafra in Lagos.
Yes.
I'm going to find them wherever they are here and join with them. So we keep moving, keep on going, nothing is happening.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call, and I welcome it. I have somebody who has written something quite compelling. His name is Orji Ikechukwu, all the way from Switzerland. He starts, you're very kind. You are very, very kind. He said, good morning, Director. Tell them that you only sat down, you were sitting down yesterday. Imagine what will happen when you stand up. You sat down yesterday and there was no vote in Biafra. And imagine what will happen when you are standing up. Sitting down, there is no vote. When we stand up, Biafra will come. Because this year we march. And I will lead that very army from the front. This year we march. Very gallant young men, I must say. Very, very gallant. They worked very well. 2 days ago and yesterday, they worked very hard. There was no election. We said there would be none and there wasn't any. And we don't care what people think about us is irrelevant. What you think, what you're thinking is immaterial. Because we have the truth on our side. Eziogun. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good morning, your name and where you are,
yes,
please.
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Thank
my
you
name
much.
Is Chinonyerem Chewoba. Calling from Imo State, precisely at the Obosisi Umunyala. Director, I want to thank you very much for everything you are doing for us. You know?
Thank you.
Now, I am very, very happy that I have somebody like you. Now, you have given me the courage, the boldness to be a Biafran, to be a proud Biafran everywhere, anytime. Director, could you believe that yesterday, I was in the house, I was like, because I always preach to my friends about this Biafran radio. I always tell them not to vote. I always tell them not to vote. And some of them, they make caricature of me. Some of them agree with me. Some of them make a of me. So I was like, if these people do this election now, if I go out, they will laugh at me. But I was very happy. Very, very happy yesterday when all this nonsense came to pass and our people did not vote. Director, I encourage you. I encourage you. And I want to say something. We are by your side. I am by your side. Director, if there's any way I can join the army, I want to join the army of Biafra because I'm tired of Nigeria. I'm tired of you. I am tired of slavery. We have been under slavery. We have been under these people, under Director, I am so ashamed.
Damnation, under eternal damnation. We have been under a yoke, a burden. When people go to church today, when you're praying, say Holy Ghost to fire Nigeria. Nigeria is a burden. Nigeria is a stone around somebody's neck. This place, it is evil. Nigeria will be supposed to be. I'm telling you.
Hi.
My dear bro, you are on the line. Please give me 1 second. I don't know if you have the credit for it. There's something I want to read out
go
to
ahead.
You.
Go ahead. I'm
there is something I want to read to people to understand how satanic this... Eban, I am afraid of this place. This place is worse than satanic. I have never seen such rubbish before. Do you know what they said today? Do you know what Yoruba paper is writing today? Because they want Osinbajo to be vice president. They said, after initial card reader failure, Nigerians persevere and vote in peaceful elections. Do you know that these people are evil. A journalist who is seeing what is happening, people dying, being shot dead, ballot boxes being snatched, people not voting, is saying that Nigerians voted in peace. Vanguard newspaper. I can't believe. They want me to go mad, honestly speaking. I'm sure that somebody somewhere in Vanguard wants me to go mad. Are you telling me that these elections yesterday that people did not go out to vote? Are you telling me where
people
there
did not go out? People did not go out. Like in my place, in my yard, none of us went out. And in the evening time, my landlady went out and met a man on his way coming back. And the man said he traveled all the way around this vicinity and there was no place they were voting. That was what the man was saying, that he did not see any polling vote around us here. Nobody, everybody was in. Director, anything we would do to get ourselves free from these stupid people, but director, let us do it. We are tired. If I always tell my friends, if after all, man will die, I don't care how I die. All I know, I want to be free from these people's hand. Anything we will do, director, let us do it. This is my number. This is my number. I want to join an army.
Thank you.
I want to lay my life.
It will be taken down, yes. It will be. I will take down your number and we will contact you, be rest assured. This very army is assembling as we speak and you will be contacted. We need natural born soldiers. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. I encourage you. Right on, we are on your back. No matter all these usual people that say nonsense. They can say anything that they want to say, but our hope is Biafra. Our life is Biafra. All we need is Biafra. No more, no less. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm Echukwu Abiama, be your God. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let's see this other line, see if they can take our call or if we can take their call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this Chike Luobuana, popularly known as Uzoka, calling from London.
Thank you.
My director, good morning. Thank you for your good work. Director, please, I want to plead to you. To my own understanding, what we really want for the zoo called Nigeria, there's nothing good. I never pray for anything good. I want to plead to you, don't give them the expo anymore. Let good luck, Jonathan, or whatever that he's calling himself, bad luck or whoever, we don't care. Don't give him the expo anymore. Let him remain that on that very perpetual poor and slumber net. Don't give him anymore so that those outside people will do what? Deal with him. Because that man doesn't listen. He doesn't hear the cry of our people. We Biafrans. We have been calling him brother. But to me, I don't see that man as a brother because he's too reluctant. He doesn't have anything in common. He doesn't even want to think about we Biafrans. Director, your good work is amazing. We love you. We Biafrans, every day we pray for you. Like yesterday, we march, and I thank each and every one of us here in United Kingdom that came out in mass and support the march. I thank you, Barrister Uchemefo, Director, keep on the good work. Let good luck, Jonathan, or whatever that is calling himself, bad luck, Jonathan, remain in that very Asoro. But he will die there. He will die there. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, Uzwaka. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, and well spoken from the United Kingdom. Let us go here and see who's on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down. That's what I said. Once I take your call, turn your system down. Have you turned it down? I said turn it down. If I take your call, turn the system down. That was exactly what I said. Turn your system down. This other one keeps crashing. That's all it does, is to crash. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, and please raise your voice for us if you may. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director. I'm Chidi Uzoma.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm calling from Enugu.
From Enugu. Thank you. Thank you, Chidi Uzoma. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I really, really appreciate what you have been doing for the Biafrans. We are very grateful. So, and I would like to suggest that this Biafran cause should be properly sensitized to all nukes and crannies, because some people cannot still get this information you are being propagating.
Like which people? Are you getting it now in Enugu?
Well, we are getting in, but some areas are not, it is not so clear there.
Now, the if we have the money, believe you me, there's nothing we cannot do. It is the money. Once our people in the diaspora is able to put some money together, we'll continue to propagate. We'll continue to build more relay stations. That is the thing we are going to do. So the more that we have, the more we are able to do. It's as simple as that. But we are working on it.
Sir.
We are working on it.
Yes.
Believe you me, we are working on it. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Yes, yes. I personally like what you have been doing, and I've been partially somehow, because of my studentship, I've been partially engaged in what you have been doing. And if for the fact that I was buoyant enough financially, I could have, done one or two things in order to propagate this idea. And we need not to reveal most of our secrets to these.
I have not revealed anything we are not in control of. The men won, they don't know. They don't know what we, they can, as I said, I have three ways of doing something all the time. The whole, people know one. Uche Mefo knows two. I'm the only one that knows all the three. So that tells you. So don't worry at all. Anything we want to do, we are going to do. This year we march, as I told you. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. I also like to comment on the election yesterday in the northern area, in Kano State precisely. There was a particular Shege area where some kind of knots were used for some printing for APC. Hello?
Yes, sir. We are listening. We are listening.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, some kind of was used for complaining for APC. For APC. And violence in most areas there. Our people there couldn't come out to vote because of the fear of being leaked. So, Director, these things have been happening. And I don't think it is right for us to continue folding our hands. I think we have to stand up with one consensus voice, Director. Stand up with one consensus voice and disseminate this information rapidly as fast as we can so that we can get to all nooks and crannies. And so that some of our top members doesn't even hear it, doesn't even listen to this radio. So that they will be hearing.
Why are they not listening? That's what I want to know. Why are
they
not listening?
Because they don't. There are some areas you may think that this message will be propagated, but it is not working there. That is the problem.
If I'm able to raise enough funds, then we will continue to propagate. It is in our best, because without CHK 97.6 to stop elections in Biafra would have been very, very difficult. Because very few people have satellite. That is the problem. But because of CHK and in the areas where there is where we had strong signal from CHK and 7.6, in those areas there were no elections. People did not vote. So that is why anybody, if you can, it was our brother Chika that funded this. Anybody who can, if you feel like supporting what we are doing, people are calling about Lagos, about Abuja. If we have anybody from there willing to fund a station in Lagos, willing to fund one in Abuja, we will send our engineers there to go and install it. We take this fight. Rather than them coming to Biafra land to look for Radio Biafra, we take the fight to them. We can install Radio Biafra inside Sabongeri in Kanu. They can never find it because we are invisible. They can never find it. We are in fact, that is our new strategy. We take the fight to the enemy. We take this very fight to the enemy. Of course we are.
Yeah, we are very intelligent people, and I believe that by God's special grace, that the grace of Chukwu Abiamah, we will proceed and we will finally come to victory. Victory shall vindicate us, and this man shall come to be vanquished.
You say, thank you very much, and well spoken. I accept what you said, and eventually we are going to keep spreading and propagating until we get everybody saturated. Everywhere we're saturated with CHK 7.6. The caller on Skype, brother, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. Thank you very much for responding. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Director, good morning, good evening, good night to fellow Biafrans. My name is Festus Oloka. I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Verona, Italy, under the leadership of Michael Irayan. I am very happy this morning, Director, to be through with Skype. I have been trying all along with my handset, but I couldn't get through. One of my mates tell me, why not go on Skype? So that is why I'm here this morning.
You did well.
Director, I say God bless you.
And you too.
You have been making all IPOB members in abroad very, very happy. And we are praying for Chukwu Abiamah to keep guiding you and protecting you from the hands of the wicked ones.
You say?
Director, I am calling this morning. I have been following up, but I am calling this morning because of just one thing. I want to ask Asare Dokubo, what was he doing in the police center? You claim you are not Nigeria, you will never be in Nigeria. What are you doing in the police center trying to vote? What are your business there? If you know you are out from Nigeria, reject everything that comes from Nigeria and stand as a Biafran. It is time for every Niger Deltas that call themselves Niger Deltas. It is time for every Riverside area, our brothers, to stand on their rights. I don't know the reason why they are going out to go and vote. Asare, you are making us to be annoyed. I don't like this. If you claim you are not a you are not a Nigerian, what are you doing in the police center? What is your business there? We are working hard here to make our brother to be one, to make all of us to be one. You are going to go and vote. Please, please, my brother. If you know you are Hausa Fulani, go and join them. We will leave you to go and join them because you are Islam. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are not Islam. We are Biafrans. If you take yourself to police center, it's showing that you are Islam. Please. I am speaking from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to see that again because we are working hard here for all IPOB members, all every indigenous people, every Biafran people to be one. I don't see the reason why you are there. Jonathan, this is the time for you to know if you are a Biafran or not. The whole world are watching. We are going around and we are standing that we are not a Nigerian and we are never going to be a Nigerian. That is the reason why we, the indigenous people of Biafra, are doing everything totally hard to see that we make sure we take our freedom this year. And we march this year, as the director says. I am thanking every indigenous people of Biafra, reside in London, America, in Germany, that march I say may God bless you, or may Chukwu Obama bless you, or keep on doing it. We are coming up with our own as well. Please, I'm begging our brothers at home, our army, you all are making us very proud. Be resilient. We are coming, and be vigilant. Now the game has started, if you know. The game has just started. Director, I say may Chukwu Obama bless you. We are washing your back. Nothing is happening. Anyone that fly here, we pick him like a bird. That is why we are here. We are standing by. Thank you, Director. I say God bless you. And God bless every indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB in Verona. I can't count all of you. I can't call in your names. I know you all are listening and you all are working hard to see that Italy never come to shame. We all are here to serve you all. Thank you, Director. I say may Chukwu Obama bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Festus. And may Chukwu Obama also be with you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. I know that some of you, we can count on. We can count on you, and you have never failed. I don't think you are going to fail us anytime soon anyway, because Chukwu Obama will always remain our God. Thank you very much for that. I am going over again to Skype. I want to see as many calls as you can take from abroad. Please, I will come to the phone line in a minute. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. That has been the confusion all this while. Turn your system down and speak to us. No, you cannot be able to do that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning, my director.
Good morning, please.
Good. We're calling from Owerri.
From Owerri. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Akwatuma.
Akwatuma.
Calling from Akwatuma.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, director, I can tell you that there was no election here yesterday.
No
and,
election?
Director, yeah, there's no election movement in here. So, director, see, there's one thing I would like to comment on this, our Biafra agitation. You see, as we are preparing for this, there's a lot of things that we need to do. At least, our brothers in the Niger Delta, we have to find a way to put them on the line. I believe most of them, you see, when you're speaking to them about Biafra, they don't believe. I don't know why. So we need to call them together and put them on the line so they will join us. And they, before, you see, there's another thing, there's another problem here. If we cannot get, you see, there's some, these are our political sycophants. We, they don't know what they are doing. We don't find a way. What they need, we must start the fight. We need to start within the Biafra before our heading going towards Nigeria. We need to eliminate these people, these corrupt people. They are calling us leaders. They say that they are our leaders. They are not our leaders. They are not leading us. But if we must go forward, we must start the fight within them. To get them, we need to eliminate these people, so-called governors and the organization. But that is one thing. We need to start that step first. Because they are the people. They are spies to Nigerians. So we must start from there. Look at here in Imo State. You see, our governor yesterday just organized some kind of people, and we present them to NPA that these are the people that they are voting for. In fact, the election is in progress. They are voting this and that. Where the people got with money? So that is the insider. They are insiders. So if the universe or the world, when they came, they will go towards this thing. They will not mind other areas. So you see, these kind of people, if they can find a way to eliminate them, at least the FLA will not have a representative again in this so-called Nigeria. So, but you see, their problem is them. We have a problem, and their problem is them. So we have to start doing something.
Your suggestion is very correct. We are doing something, but we don't want to force anybody to do what they don't want to do. I have said this thing before, and I'll say it again. Our preference, what I want, is the Biafra of old, the Biafra of Ebanke, the Biafra of Igala, the Biafra of Idoma, of Iboland, the Biafra of, well, by Iboland, I also mean Delta, the Biafra of Ishikiri, of everywhere. But please, one thing we can't afford to do is to impose ourselves. If they want to come with us, fine. If they don't want to come, that is entirely their business. I would prefer them to come with us. But you cannot compel anybody. From everything I said, Okuba, I've been saying, I believe that they believe in Biafra as well. And exactly. So we are waiting. I'm not saying I'm waiting for them to do anything, or we are waiting for them to do anything. We have a very well-spelled, well-mapped-out program.
Okay.
By the time we commence our march, later on this year, then they will come with us, I believe.
Yeah,
I know they will come with us.
We are totally behind. Whatever you do, I believe that every Biafran lives in every Igbo man. There's no one that would deny it, no matter where they are, no matter what they may say. But I know it lives in them. So thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. I'm a Chukwabe, I'm a be your God. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, and this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a very serious time delay with Skype. They are no longer there. They are no longer there. They're not there anymore. Let's try one more time. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, not possible. The caller on the phone now, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ebukeze, calling from Onitsha here.
Thank you very much, Ebukeze. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to commend you and encourage you as well. You have been doing a very good job.
Thank you.
And hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
And it's a pleasure for me to speak to you. Don't mind do that ignorance. Because my father used to tell me that no one more ojiba, kona no tono naka. Oji is not a chewing gum. When you give it to an outer man, you should eat like a chewing gum. So we value you. Hello?
Yes, of course. We are listening. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Don't stop. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. We valued you, and we are strongly behind you. And I want to comment about what one of my brother speak a few minutes ago. The problem we have is inside. At least 70% is behind you. But 30, 10 out of them is the some rich and some political interest. And 10% is people that are not belong anywhere. They are just OES member. If they tell them to come, they come. If they tell them to go, they go. Then 10% other ones is a destroyer. So I believe that we start doing immediately within the Igbos, because they are trying to discourage you, because they have seen that you are doing a lot of job. You are convinced every people to see the truth. Nobody will see the truth and will not believe. It's open. It's not a politics. What you are doing is open. It's clearly. Nobody will listen to it and say that you are a 419. There is one guy calling from yesterday, saying that calling from Dakar, Senegal. I've been listening to the coordinator there, trying every day to put that Senegal in a good condition. To my greatest surprise, hearing the stupid boy come up as a standing and saying sorts of rubbish. Why I always listen to that their coordinator? So I thank you. I thank all the coordinators, Imam Mifu and Barista, all the people that are gingering you. Keep on doing what you are doing. We all praying that God will give you more years. I don't know your age, but I believe in terms of this, we don't.
I'm a very old man. I'm an old man, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. All of us, we are praying for long life, and you are also your coordinators. All of them, we are proud of you. Even the one that has spoke from Italy. There's another one that always speaks from Germany. So all of you, we are very, very happy of what you people are doing there. We know that if you are doing well, you are eating well there. So in as much, it's supposed to be all of us that are inside here, that are punishing, that are keeping suffering, what is supposed to be running about this Biafra. But in the sense, you people there are just leave everything that you people are doing, fighting for this Biafra. I pray that God will bless you and bless all those your coordinator and all of Biafra that are supporting you. You are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I welcome what you have said wholeheartedly, and we are not going to fail. The caller, let me see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Yes, director, I can hear you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Onyekachi Ebubebula. I'm calling from Doha, Qatar.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I called yesterday regarding when you said that we should Twitter to BBC, CNN, and Al Jazeera and all the rest of them.
Yes.
Director, I did the job as you said because I did not go out throughout yesterday to make sure that I observe all the whole thing that is happening in the zoo. And I'm so much happy for having every good information from you. You are not just a director. What you are a prophet. You are a prophet to our own time. We're really solidly behind you. We will pray for Chukwu Abiama only to sustain you and keep you alive to see the fruit of your labor.
He
in
said,
the land of the living.
Said,
so, director, what I'm trying to say, I have an revelation to you that I want to give to you. Whether Asare Dokobo them or whosoever they may think they are interested or not, we are the Biafrans and we will stand for it. Without them or with them, we believe we can march and we will march for good. Director, the revelation I have for you this morning comes from Ezekiel. It comes from Isaiah. Isaiah 65 verse 17 to 19. It says, the Lord himself says to you, Nand, I am making a new earth and a new heaven. The event of the past will be completely forgotten. 18, be glad and rejoice forever in what I created. The new Jerusalem and the new Biafran I will make, and fully of joy, and her people will be happy forever. Nand, God is solidly behind you. Let me arrest my case. I talk to you some other time. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you very much for your encouragement as well. We know that Chukwu Abiama is God, and without him we cannot be here. Because he asked us to come, and unlike man, he cannot ask us to go and sell salt and at the same time draw down the rain. It's not possible because it's Chukwu Abiama. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ajoku Philip Chizroke. I'm calling away. The land of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to say sorry and sympathize with the families of my fellow Biafrans who fell because of the election of yesterday that was conducted in the zoo. I sympathize with their families. I cherish a soul of a Biafran more than tens of thousands of baboons and monkeys in the zoo. Director, I want to tell you of a truth that there are people that are supposed to join in this struggle, in this fight, to make sure that Biafra is restored. But because of their pot bellies, because of the mansions, because of things they have all around the zoo, they have refused to join in the struggle. You're not looking at them. My temperature rise above 150. If people talk about brother, brother, brother. Yesterday, people were calling and were saying, Jonathan is my brother, Jonathan is my brother. Director, I refuse anybody who does not want Biafra to come. If you know you don't want Biafra to come, then I have nothing to do with you. You're not my brother, you're not my sister.
I agree, I agree.
You are my brother only if you want Biafra to come. And even if you answer anything any kind of nomenclature they give to you, and you don't want Biafra to come, I refuse you as my brother. So people should forget the saying that Jonathan is our brother. He's our brother of the truth. But if he cannot stand and liberate us from the hands of our oppressors, from the hands of the zoo, that means he's not our brother. So he should go. So, Director, one other thing I want to point out is that our people are afraid. They are of feeble mind. They are of feeble knees. Imagine I engaged in a discussion with my fellow Biafran and two old men walked up to us and they were saying something like this. Yeah, did I witness the 1967 Biafran-Nigeria war? I said no. And they asked me what of my father. I said he was part of it. And they said, if I hear the sound of bullets, bombs, this and that happened, I wouldn't have the mind to say Biafra should come. Director, these are the kind of people that we have, people that talk nonsense. They talk things that, destroy our minds. And that I want to tell you that whether they like it or not, anything they like, let them talk. My mind is made up, and I'm telling you that Biafra must certainly come, whether they like it or not. And I want to encourage you to keep up what you are doing. What you are doing, you are gendering us, you are making us know that we have people out there. And I support you with my whole blood and with my soul. Long live Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and well spoken as well. Very well spoken. I love the callers this morning. Everybody is speaking their mind. That is why we are here. We just don't follow the trend. We speak our mind. I encourage freedom of speech. I want people to be clearly and openly expressive of the thoughts that they harbor within them. Because within it may lie the solution to every problem that we are likely to encounter. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We are live and we are direct. And we are Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. The caller on the phone, turn it down or else I won't take your call. The one on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
I can hear you, my director.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Stanley Williams, Nzubich.
And where are you calling from?
From Doha, Qatar.
From Doha, Qatar. Turn
I'm
your
the
system.
New coordinator.
You're the new coordinator for Doha, Qatar. Turn your system down. I can hear my voice and yours coming from the background. Speak to me only
yes,
via
director.
Skype. Please go turn it down and then speak to me via Skype. Go ahead.
Yes, it has been
Yes. Hello?
It has been turned down, my director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Our new coordinator in Doha, Qatar.
My director, I cannot thank you. Yes, I cannot thank you enough for the good work you are doing for the indigenous people of Qatar, of Biafra. I so much love what the calls I'm hearing from our homeland, the Biafra land. I so much appreciate the good work you are doing. That is to show that the message is really sinking deep on our people. Yesterday, I talked at a lunch with our brother, Prince Ike, the coordinator of UAE.
Yes.
And the Middle East rep, Emmanuel Otosoro, and they administered the oath for the office to me, and I have taken the oath, and I want to still tell the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide and Qatar that I will not fail them. Because Biafra is what runs in my blood. And I have come to serve the indigenous people of Biafra in this capacity. And I thank Chukwu Abiyama for his grace. And I know that Biafra must come. That is what we believe in. I want to tell good Lord Jonathan, if at all he is really the man in charge, I wish he listens to Radio Biafra, because the expose you are giving him here is enough to carry him, to make him lead as a man. But I don't know. The man is a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Jonathan is a joke.
So my director, I want to sign off.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you have pledged yourself to serve your country. You have pledged yourself to serve your country. That is Nzubechi, who happens to be our new Qatar coordinator. Thank you very much. We are all over the world in over 88 countries and counting. We are global. We only came home when we have done the work outside and we are still growing. As I said, in the end, we win. Every family that had a wobble is now back on track. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it. Everything. Unless you want me to come on air and give away very sensitive operational details, which I cannot give you. But yesterday, there was no vote. And yesterday, the army of Biafra behaved like one. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype for the very last time. Can you hear me?
It's me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You are the one on Skype and you can hear my voice over Skype as well. Please.
I can hear you.
Thank you. Your name and where you are?
Yeah. My name is Ndubisi Uchendo. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, yeah, I can hear you very clearly.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ndubisi, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Switzerland, Geneva.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are not just a director. You are a best leader. Yeah, I just want to... thank you for all you have been saying. You are not just a reader. You are the boss. Yeah, I could remember last time you said about some people coming from South Africa, the expats. That I wanted to check the machine they used yesterday for the election, and the people told them that the machines are not good, they cannot use it, and they go ahead and told the people, we want you only to sign, and they sign and go back, and yesterday the machines has failed them. So that shows that you know what we are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The reason why I allowed that call to last for so long is to show people what happens when you speak and you want to hear your voice. This is what happens. You become incoherent. You know, as I said before, nature is quite interesting. When they say you can't serve two masters at the same time, that's exactly what it means. You cannot be listening and also talking at the same time. It is very, very difficult. But I welcome what you have said. They don't listen here. Please, we must continue to tweet and call BBC. We are now going to send to BBC the pictures of everybody that was shot dead yesterday. If we can lay our hands on them. I want Radio Biafra admins, those of them who are not in church, I want you to compile the pictures of the dead policemen, the dead people, send it to CNN and to BBC. They're saying that the election was free and fair in the northern part of the zoo and in the west. But do you know one funny thing? BBC is not calling for any result in Biafra land. CNN is not saying that Biafra land, anything happened here. The zoo is already divided along those lines, Yoruba, Hausa, and Biafra land. Are you aware of that? I want anybody to go any. When they say free and fair, they mean in Hausa and in Yoruba land, not here in Biafra land. Yesterday we shut this place down. I say put everywhere the expressions were going off. If you come out, you will die. Yesterday our people didn't come out. We appealed to their sense and to their reason, and they didn't come out. They did not vote yesterday, and I'm very, very glad those of them monitoring foreign media and the other. Oh, it was pretty unfair. Have you not seen INEC officials shot dead? Oh, God. sometimes I want to reverse everything that the white man ever taught me. I'm telling you the truth. We will start with this church on Sunday. It's a sin to go to church on a Sunday. I don't know if you know that already. Good morning, Director. We ought to be happy that we did not vote yesterday because no amount of vote from our East would have given our brother Jonathan victory. Jonathan couldn't have won. I told him before, you can't win. Yoruba will vote for the Vice President, Shibanjo. Awasa will vote for Buhari. You can never win. If you rely on rigging, they will kill you. Simple. Let's get Biafra. Oju. He wants to be a good Nigerian. You know, power. It does something to people. Director, believe it or not, if the Hausa Fulani that have planned to boycott this election, there will be no election materials or INEC officials over the north to talk of holding. Yes, I understand what you're saying. This is from our brother Onyemuche Chukwu Chigozie from Owerri. I understand. Onyemuche Chukwu, I know what you're saying. If this happened in Hausa land, they will take their guns, they will snatch ballot boxes, they will kill people. Yes. But we stopped the election without resorting to any of that, without killing anybody. Election was stopped because we believe that our people have something that Hausa doesn't have. We have common sense inside us. Sometimes it's missing, covered by debris, dotting Muhendi also, but it's there inside us. What we did is simply to appeal to the common sense and the conscience of our people. Explain to them in our time-honored tradition why we should not go out to vote. And they accepted it. So there's no need killing or shooting or whatever. I don't believe in that. As I told you before, I believe in democracy. Believe it or not, I do. When it comes to Biafra, inside Biafra, I do. Let us appeal to them. Let our opponents tell them to go and vote. We'll tell them not to vote. Let us see who they will follow. They followed us because we explained it to them. The reason why. It's not by force. We are not here for a show. One day, we are going to march later on this year. Then you will see if we have guns or not. You will see if we have ammunition or not. No, now is not the time for it. It's premature. When we commence our march, we have started. And we are never ever going to stop. Then you will know how serious we are. We don't want, I don't believe in, I'm not a Wazirik, I don't do gimmicks. Anything we are doing is because we're going to win. Did we not win yesterday? Was there any voting yesterday? Significantly in Biafra, the answer is no. There was no voting in Biafra land yesterday. How was that possible? Through Mary. Imagine, CHK is not everywhere and there was no vote. Imagine what will happen if we are in every village. Church Abasa and Eban overnight. That is why Wazirike has to be very afraid. Wazirike, in the end, Udelegeriozuri, your eyes will be plucked out by a vulture. That is my promise to you. And all these, your towels that you have, they will be killed one after the other. Anything I say comes to pass. Write it down on a piece of paper. There will come a time anybody following Owazirike will become an enemy of Biafra and will be killed. We are letting you understand that very... Jonathan will not save you. Awasa will not save you. Everywhere. Your time is coming. Ask the zoo yesterday. We told them, no, like, I go and watch CNN or BBC. They are not calling for any result from here, where I am right now. As somebody said, we're only sitting down and there was no election. Imagine what will happen when we stand up. Then even contemplate what will happen when we begin to march. Church Abasan. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my daughter, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ifeanyi Ihe and I'm calling from Cotonou, Republic of Benin.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my director, it has been a long time that I've been trying to reach out. I will send a few voice messages to on WhatsApp and all this. And I've tried calling. Even when you are in London, I haven't get through. So, my director, I'm very, very happy that I'm calling and I'm very happy that we are moving on with Biafra work. Right, Director, I want to thank you for everything. And I'm really, really happy that you are there for us. You are just like a measure of our own time, my Director. My Director, my problem is that here in Cotonou, we are not getting it. We are not getting the radio Biafra. the Radio Biafra and Sokyan. I got mine from satellite, and my friends and that I do discuss Radio Biafra with, and some are interested in it, but yeah, they don't have the satellite dish, and some they have the satellite dish, sell their own side to another side, and which I'm getting my from Madagascar side. So my director, I will really be happy if that we can get the Radio Biafra in Cotonou here, because there's a lot of Igbos that are being interested in what we are doing. This is our quest, and we will fulfill our destiny.
I have an assignment for you. If you people can raise the money, people can raise the money in Cotonou, we will build one there. We will install one there in Cotonou. If you can raise the funds, we'll do so.
Okay, my dad. You know, Igbo people are very difficult to flow with, because the people that have discussed about Biafra, all they say is that I should leave that or that stuff that. And none of it is we. Well, me, in my mind, I know that we are we, and we have come to say, my director, I'm very happy for what you have just said. And my director, honestly, I would like to join the army of Biafra. I'm very determined to fight for Biafrans. This is my number. Anytime it is, my director, contact me.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy. I'll do so.
Okay,
Thank you very much for that. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching over us. The time here now is 25 minutes past 10 a.m. in the morning. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. This is Radio Biafra. If you are not listening via CHK 97.6, you are listening via satellite. If you are not listening via satellite, you are listening via any of our listening posts online. Somebody sent me a gruesome picture. Don't send me the pictures, please. Somebody should send it to CNN and to BBC. Tell them they are reporting free and fair elections. I can see, is it police or vigilante carrying the dead body of somebody into the vehicle? Savages and animals. The zoological republic. Look at them at their finest. Baboons and chimpanzees. My God in heaven, these people are really primitive animals. I'm telling you. What you have here are not human beings. Primitive animals, everybody. As long as you're a Nigerian, you are a unreformed, unreconstructed, wild animal. I will not meet you people again in my life. If there is something like afterlife. I don't want to see you people. There is a revulsion I feel inside me. Seeing an idiot called a Nigerian. I'm telling you, people are sick. Wild monk animals. Savages. Barbarians. God forbid bad thing. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. There's a short delay before our Skype connects. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Good morning, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Yes, your name and where you are. Please go ahead and say what you want to say. Your name, where you are, you continue saying what you want to say. Go ahead.
My name is Maswe Chuan, the Director, calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Morning, sir. Director, my days belong, sir.
And yours as well.
We are so grateful for what is happening, Director. I mean, back home. We're so grateful for our people that heard your command and did not turn up for these selfish and useless elections they are calling. It's only that some of our people are daft. They just as you used to say, they make you sick. They are lower than animal, our people. I don't know, maybe it's because of poverty or honestly, or the way they have been, their brain have been consumed, or the way they have been subjugated or turned them to something, I can't even imagine, honestly. They have been controlled to nothing. They can't reason, and yet they are afraid of death, but yet they are dying every day. is very, very pathetic. They can't even see the handwriting in the wall. They don't see the handwriting in the wall and follow suit to know that the end has come for that very zoo. This is the time that Chukwu Abiam promised to save, deliver his people and set them free. But here the evil ones are still lacking behind. It's only Shakespeare who said, and I quote, he says, a coward died many times before his death, but a brave man never tested any death until just once. I want my people to be courageous. The time has come. There's no going back. And Chukwu Abiam is with us. He would lead us to that promised land. And director, all your effort shall never be in vain.
He said,
whoever that points a finger or any God take evil against you shall go down behind his feet, and you shall march forward. You shall fly and never be worried, because the good Lord is with you. Director, we are strongly behind you. I love you, sir. Carry on the good work.
Thank you very much.
It is well with you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. And I love you too. I can say that categorically. I love the family in Malaysia. They used to be very formidable, and Satan came. They wobbled a bit, and then they're back on again. That is the way it is. Uchuba, Nigeria. Let us see what he has to say. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have somebody.
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from? Can you hear me? I want you're waiting.
Okay, my name is Ochuba. I'm calling from Islamabad, Pakistan.
From Pakistan. You're calling from Pakistan?
Yes, director. Hello. Yes, director.
Yes.
Thank you for yesterday, because me and my people from Biafran land, we all are ready. We all are here in one place, are gathering together. And we are focused. I mean, we are part of the election yesterday. We had how the whole thing happens, and we all are very glad for that. But living up to this time, what we want to know is this: we all are still eager to know the way out now, because we are still look everywhere. We are listening. We are listening to even that zoo, their news, and look to be. BC and the CNN to know if there's any good news. Where they keep not saying anything about the Biafran land over their own election. Nothing, no news have been come out over our own side election. There's nothing.
Because we did not vote. So they have nothing to report. So because we did not vote in Biafran, so BBC cannot report that we voted. We have the proof. We've been texting them and messaging them, showing them the proof that we did not vote. So they are looking for a way to do it. It's as simple as that. Do you want results to come out from Biafra land? I wonder, is that what you're looking for results to come from Biafra land about those they voted for and didn't vote for?
My director, I am not saying that I'm expecting. We are not. I'm not saying on my own alone. I'm not expecting for us to hear the result. I am expecting. We are expecting that by now, BBC and CNN must have given any news so far that these people are not ready for this election. This is what happened to this side of part of our own side. But they said nothing over the issue. I don't know
what.
I don't know what you get to say about it, because we are worried over here.
Are you not listening to Radio BBC? Oh, so you need to get it from BBC before you believe what we're telling you? Is that what you're saying? You must hear from BBC before you believe what we're telling you. Hear those of us here on the ground. Is that what you're saying?
No. I am not saying. No. Director, I never mean that I must get from BBC. I am never mean with the, but they must have announced, or they must have talked anything over our own side. They keep saying, even on the news, they keep flagging off the northern part. No news have come out from our side.
Because they want to leak the news. Listen, they also want to leak the news as well. That is what they are doing. BBC is for Hausa people. Britain works for Hausa. Hausa is a Brit. They are British slaves. They work for the British. How many times will I tell people this? Britain wants Buhari to win. I've told you this before. BBC runs a propaganda. They use it to condition, to promote, to propagate British foreign national interest. How many times? I've explained this to you all the time. They have no news to report from Biafra land because we did not vote. They cannot come out and say they did not vote because of Biafra. BBC can never, I have told you before, they can never mention Biafra. They think that if Biafra comes, Jesus Christ will come back again for the second time, and that is the end of the world for them. They will never mention it. How many times have I explained this to you? They don't want to understand. Do you know how much oil money they are making, BBC? And do you know that the chief correspondent of the they don't want to understand. Leave these people alone. If they talk about us or not, that is their business. We did not vote yesterday and they cannot call any result. They cannot. They will never call. They are looking for a way to rig it. They are waiting to see, oh my God, how can we manage it? What is killing them now is that even APC did not vote yesterday. Ngige did not vote. Ngige did not vote yesterday. Not because he's a Biafran, but because the card reader wasn't working. There was no voting here yesterday. And we are waiting for the organization that will call for that there was voting here. Then we pass on them. We told them yesterday. We did not vote. So stop lying to people. They cannot say we stayed at home because of Biafra. Do you know what that will mean? Do you know what it will mean? It will mean that Biafra will even come within 6 months. They know what they're doing. They are stifling deliberately, trying to stifle the efforts that we are making. They know that what we did yesterday was huge. That is the first time that Biafrans would have boycotted elections in this very zoo. For the very first time. And as somebody said, it's only through CHK. Oh my goodness me. I don't know why people don't want to understand. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
You're not serious. I said I don't want to hear my voice when you pick up the phone. When you pick up the phone, I don't wish to hear my own voice. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
For the very first time.
Once I hear my voice, I cut you off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on, there's a bit of delay on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are, and then you continue speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Chibuzo from Malaysia. Chibuzo Kemeze from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. I said go ahead. We can hear you very well. Start speaking. Go ahead and start speaking. Start speaking, for goodness sake. When you hear my voice, you start speaking, your name, where you are, and then you continue talking. Can you hear me? I don't think so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from...
You're calling from where? Ebony State. Ebony State. And what is your name?
My name is Chinedu.
Yes, go ahead.
So, I'm being grateful for...
Your line is very, very bad. Please endeavor to call us back. Please call us back. Your line is very, very bad. Extremely bad. I said, I don't want to hear anything when you call Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down so that when I pick up your call, there will be no interference. If I hear any noise from the background, I cut you off immediately. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Possibly the network. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct on this day following the massive rigging, the killing, the boycott. The morning after Biafrans all in Biafra land showed us that they're with us. They did not vote. That I can tell you. They might not vote ever. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
my name is Siri. I'm calling from Abuja.
Yes, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank all the people of Abuja for what they did today. They make me proud. I'm very, very proud of them. So I want to thank them for what they did, and I want them to know that this is just the beginning. Someone is coming up. So it should buckle up because we need to do more. Meanwhile, I'm very happy for what they did, and I feel Abuja will do more. And I want to thank you for all the things you have been doing for now. And the ones you've done yesterday, I'm very, very grateful for my people, and I'm grateful for you. The people will always continue to guide you in Chitalama's name, I pray.
He said, thank you very much for that. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me? There is a caller on, there's a this delay on Skype. I don't. Good morning, your name and where you are, please.
Good morning.
There is a delay.
I'm calling from Dakar.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
This is Naya calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, Ezen Naya who? What is your surname?
Yes, I want to... Ezen Naya Wokoria calling from Dakar.
That's better. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling from for the election that happened to the Zuland yesterday. I was very proud. I was very happy for it happened.
Yes.
Very, very happy. Very much happy for happened, because I believe that now the whole world must have heard about it. Even if they are silent, I know they must have heard about it. And the zoo politicians, they believe that there is Biafra. Yesterday they believed that there is Biafra. There is one guy that called from Senegal yesterday, Dakar, Senegal yesterday. He said he didn't know anything about what is happening in the zoo land. That he didn't hear anything about the election. Well, I think he must be blind, because he's the only blind man that cannot differentiate white and black. Because that guy, I don't think he's following anything information, or he's following anything news. I don't think he has family in the zoo. Because yesterday we all sat down and we are listening to Radio Biafra from morning to night, even when you took break in the afternoon. We followed you all the way from the lady that called last night. From the everybody, from the last time you said you want to go and sleep, because you slept very late yesterday. And I told my friend that this person, is it a human being? Is it a human being that cannot rest? That cannot rest? People cannot see the sacrifice of that this guy is doing. If this guy wants to sit down today, he will live and he will live good. Why can't the poor people, the poor masses in Igbo land, believe that there is Biafra, that the hope has come? This is our time. This is our time to stand. I want to talk about Goodluck Jonathan. Goodluck Jonathan is our brother. And it's only you that can... if he can listen to you, if Goodluck... I'm talking to Goodluck right now. And our brothers in Niger Delta. If Goodluck can listen to you and understand that you're not saying that we are Biafra, but we are saying that our brother is also a Biafra man. We are behind him, but we tell him that since he has been in that seat without mentioning anything Biafra, this time we will bring him down and put him in the seat of Biafra. If he don't want to come with us, then he should go, because I know you cannot sit in that seat. He can never sit in that seat. Even if the election go free and fair election, he will never sit in that seat. Buhari will win, because APC has dominated Lausa land and Yoruba land. Tell me, if he say want to put him there, he cannot still be there, because there is no way they can ring it. Hausa people said they would declare Buhari as a winner. And when they declare Buhari as a winner, we declare him as a winner in Igbo land and make him a Biafra president. This is what we discuss. He don't know the honor he will get. He don't know the honor he will get getting Biafra with us. He don't know the honor he will get, the respect he will get from the whole world fighting and getting Biafra for us. I want to talk about people calling from the Zuland, complaining. The other one called from Aba and complaining, asking what is the meaning of Biafra. I don't think he's a Biafra man. I don't think he's Igbo man as well. I don't think that guy has a family. If he has a family, I think when you see someone that sucks his mother's breast, when that person is talking, you will understand that this person is learned and this person is someone. He's not some kind of buffoon that can come out and talk whatever they want. Well, we welcome them. Let them come and say their mind. I thank God for the kind of person you are. You're not some kind of temperamental someone that can talk anyhow. You welcome them. He said, let fools come and speak your mind. And the fools are coming and they are talking their mind. They are fooling themselves. Like the one that called from Dakar yesterday. He fooled himself. I don't think he will come outside and talk anything like Biafra again in his life. And he will just join and keep silent. He's people that cannot listen to common information, common instruction. That is what happened in the last time that they fought Biafra war. That is what the problem they have is lack of information, lack of understanding. The saboteurs are coming, but let them come. We welcome them. The way we welcome Gowon, when Gowon want to come to Anambra State, we told him to come, that we give him a nice seat to sit. And then he said, we go and meet Ojukwu. The Ojukwu will give him the hell, we'll beat the hell out of him. He should have come, so that we will give him the nice place to sit. He will understand that Biafra is still alive. Biafra has come to stay. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will lead you and give you more strength, because it's not easy. For one man to carry this is not easy. I believe that you will be alive and eat the fruit of your labor. You must be alive, and God will protect you. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to guide you and your family. Any evil eye that want to see you will go blind. Evil eye that want to see your family will go blind, because your work is not ordinary. The work you're doing is not ordinary. The work you're doing, yesterday I said, God, this man, is it a human being? This man that don't even rest. He just go out and he has his place of his people in mind. He cannot sleep. He cannot sleep. He cannot think without Biafra. I thank you so much, Director. I thank you, and I recommend what you're doing. Honestly, I'm so happy for what happened yesterday in Biafra land. For the lifetime since I was born, this is the first thing I've heard that Biafra did. Since I was born, this Radio Biafra and this boycott election, and everybody listen. That's why I love information. Information is the key to every freedom. Thank you, my director. My God bless you.
And well spoken as well. And may Chukwu Abiyama also reward you immensely. And people in Senegal should be proud of themselves. Because the people that you sent down, unlike Malaysia, Hotel, for the blue stove, not ever, from Malaysia. Stove. The men that came down from Senegal, my goodness me, men. My goodness. Malaysia, you should learn from Senegal how to send men down here. I want the hotel. See the hotel, Iko Wagwa. Men came from Senegal. Men. The nucleus of the army of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Good morning, my director. This country called Nigeria is not a country, please, my dear sister. I will read your text anyway. Good morning, my dear director. This country called Nigeria is finished. Imagine rail fell on electric pole over 2 months now and we reported to NEPA. They said the reason why they have not come is because fixing of the pole will cost them 30,000 naira. And they don't have 30,000. This time my sister has made me laugh this morning. Ozamaka has made me laugh this morning, my goodness. NEPA, she's saying, a whole NEPA doesn't have 30,000 naira, unbelievable. Hey, the zoo. Hey, watch naked ear. If you want to write a comedy, say, don't bother. Just come and film this place. I'm an animal. Baboons and monkeys. The Zoological Republic. Hey! Oh God, whoever created this place must be having a laugh wherever he or she is. Mowajom mad. The thing that created this place must be having fun. Because just as an experiment, please open your window now and look outside. Record what you're seeing. Tell me if what you can see now from your room window, even if you're in a motor park, tell me if that is the behavior of human beings or animals. Just try. Just look outside and tell me. You know why I call them baboons and monkeys? They are no longer there. The static is way too much. Way too much. We cannot continue because they are close to their radio. If you're close to your radio and you call, the static will be too much. Way too much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not paying attention, are they? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are?
My name is Chukwuma Said. I'm calling from Kano East in Enugu State in Biafra land.
Did you vote yesterday?
For what? There's no reason for me to go and vote because what I need is Biafra. I'm at home drinking beer since morning to night. So what I'm congratulating you directly on what you are doing, because me myself, I was very, very impressed. I'm so impressed here now because what you are doing, that is what we want. We don't need to be under any number again in this place. So we need our freedom. Our freedom is what we want. And I'm saying that we, I mean, Chido, the youth, are solidly behind you in anywhere we are going. So anywhere you want to get, if you want to do, we are ready and we are solidly behind you to any level you want to take it. As far as after which Biafra we come to stay. So whatever it is, we are ready. Anybody that is saying what is Biafra, the person is not a Biafra man. Because a Biafra man is supposed to know that what we are suffering today, we don't need to be suffering it. So we need our freedom. And our freedom, we must get it, no matter what is going to take us. That is what I want to say, that anywhere you are going, you are standing behind you. Don't look back, no matter what. And the Chukwu Abiyama is with us. So don't look back. Keep going.
Of course. Yeah. We will keep going. Thank you very much. Ifania Bazu, who is one of us from Treviso in Italy, thank you very much for your message. Thank you very much. My regards to your family, your wife, and your kids. My regards to them. Thank you. On Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Obama is listening. Jonathan is learning. Buhari is crying. Anytime we are on the air, but above all, Chukwu Abiyama in heaven is watching over us. Please go ahead. There is delay. That is the problem. The caller on Skype, you cannot hear me. Quite clearly, you cannot hear me. You can't hear me. The one on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
You must learn to listen. If I pick your call, turn your radio off. Turn it down or walk away from the room. There are three things you can do. One, turn your radio off. Two, turn it very, very down. But don't listen to it, because if you keep listening to it, there'll be a delay. Or walk away from the room where you are. Then you speak to us. Then we can hear you. The world can hear you. All this hello, hello, you're there. We are listening to what is running. I have said before that my voice to you on the phone will hit you in real time. If you are listening to the radio, it will come after a while. I will give you an example. If you are listening to a football match commentary, go and turn it on the radio and be watching TV. You will see there is a time delay from radio to TV. TV is even slower than voice coming over the radio. Why is that difficult to understand? If you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off. Why is that difficult, I ask? Why is it difficult? My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm Chinedu. I'm Chinedu Jack. I'm from Akeboma.
What is your proper name? We don't hide here. I'm on Namde Kano from Isama Faruku Ibeko. Give me your proper name, not Chinedu Jack. What's Chinedu Jack?
I'm Echi.
That's better. Go ahead.
Sir. I'm Charlie Kubiko. I'm make a call. Nimo State. I made mistakes. Actually, they would have given us information before now. But no wahala. We can do better than them. They did it for us. We can do better than them now. We have the strength. Let's stand, all of us. Imo, Abia, Anambra, Enugu, wherever you can hear my voice. Stand strong, youths. This is our right. This is our dream. All over the country, our brothers are fighting. They are trying to defend this cause. So let us not let them down. Port Harcourt, we are all one. Let's stand. This is our right. This is our oil. This is our gas. One Egan police station all over this country, South East Prison. Some people are innocent. All right, the politicians say, well, I had Brenna and Gagare. We don't get policy education. Every from now we graduate away him, Roga. We call Lutaraga, who kidnapped his worldwide, but I look at all this cause. I want that at Biafra. I don't know what kind. Whoa, Richard Hoffman. Who's a dry in my electricity? Because in any highway here, who wouldn't the panel? Or next to the restaurant, Dongo. I can put a pass on you, crew. Because that's what they go. They are looking around with the Akuga. This is the main point. Let's fight for our rights. For now, let's fight for our rights. I always then the way to make a judgment. I am ready to die. That's director, this is my number. Call me. I want to fight for my country. Let me, at least, I'm the commander. This is one thing I'm good enough in this world. If I die, I will love it. Just remember my name. That is all I can ask for. Take my number, director. I would love to be a godson. Not only a Biafran soldier, but a godson.
Thank you very much, and I will do so. I will take your number. If you stay where you are, I will definitely take your number. Please give me a second. Don't disengage, because I need to take your telephone number. You spoke very, very well. I think one of the best callers today, if I am not mistaken. Please don't disengage. Stay where you are. Only four more digits to go. And then that is for 1708. Important call. Important, important, important. I am going to call you. I will be able to call you. And thank you very much.
I am in the state. Call me. I would love to fight for my country. I am worried. I just run. Biafra is our destiny. Our father Ojukwu did it for us. Let's do it for ourselves.
Thank you very much. You well spoken. I love the way you have spoken. Very well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama alone is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise and worship. We are 5 minutes to 11. 5 minutes to 11 this very morning. And we are continuing with our work. We are doing the best we can. We will be concluding very, very shortly. Let us see if Wilson is there and see if we can pick the call of Wilson. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good day, sir. I can hear you, sir.
And good day to
my
you.
My name is Echezona Gemole. I'm calling from China, sir.
Echezona, from China. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I must... Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I must congratulate you, sir. You're doing a great job, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
You have done it all. What you say you will do is what you have done.
Very simple. Very, very simple. I told them your transmitter, you will see.
If
I will prove it to you.
Son of God, if you are conducting a deliverance, any devil that had your voice will just die instantly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
And if you're a president of any nation, any country, other presidents, they will be afraid of you, I'm telling you.
They
will be afraid of you. Everybody will, when they hear you talking, oh my God, I don't know how they will feel. But I've got one thing to tell you, what I'm assuring you that we have done it. We're already there in the land of Biafra. Because it doesn't just Biafra had, or how many millions of soldiers that Nigeria, the zoo, they had. What matters is what the Lord feel, what our God in heaven.
Hello.
With Second Chronicle, when the children of Moab and Amalek is coming to war against Jehoshaphat, what he did was just to call upon the name of God and ask him, Were you going to be there and see these people, all these children and our fathers died? When immediately God just say, you don't need to fight in this battle. Just go out and see the salvation of God being manifested. And that was how it happened. When you have your time, just read that place. That place will encourage you more. You will see what the Bible said there. Whenever you have time, just go to 2 Chronicles 20. Just start reading it down. So it doesn't matter how many thousand soldiers, because the country that was coming to war against Jehoshaphat, there were millions and billions of countries. But you can't believe what just happened there. All of them died. Nobody was fighting with them, but they all perished. And the children of Jordan, they enter there and carry their gold and their slivers. That is how we are going to overtake Nigeria and take everything that is belonging to them. What they have taken from us is what we are going to take back from them.
Of course.
Are you there, sir?
Live and direct. Of course I am. I'm listening. You know, I don't interrupt people when they're speaking. I seldom interrupt people. I don't do that all the time. So go ahead. I am hearing you loud and clear. I am hearing you. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear us anymore. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming very, very close to the end of the program. But somebody wrote from Abba. They are crying. They said that because of me, that Jonathan have lost the presidential election. I have somebody here texting me, writing to us via WhatsApp. He said, because I read Mankoma Manko Jana Mago. I believe in the truth. If you castigate me, I'll read it. If you praise me, I'll read it. If you support IPOB, I'll read it. You against IPOB, I'll read it. It is left for those with common sense to weigh the two and decide on. We want to let our people understand what democracy means. Do you know that even INEC boycotted Aba elections? INEC says there is no result sheet for Aba because people didn't vote. I have it on record now. INEC said there is no result sheet for Aba. Ogadun and Amandi Aba will clean Aba up, is a promise from me. We will clean Aba up before even we commence our march this year. Aba must be tidied up. We will mobilize IPOB all over the world. Onye man ko geme ya puta me won si so si so. E man ke je me puta me wi ozugbo ozugbo. We are going to bring heavy machinery to clean Aba up for what they did. INEC said there is no result for Aba. It's official. For your information, BBC, I hope you're listening. There is no result for Aba. Aba was in a lockdown yesterday. Now listen, somebody wrote to me now saying, hello, we are so disappointed on you. You told us in Aba that we should not vote. How much did Buhari pay you? Stupid man. God will punish you wherever you are. And I simply asked him, what is your name? There was no name. Owazirike, you have seen that we can stop things from happening here. Not by forcing people or locking market or doing intimidating people, news whoosh, harassing people on the road. We have one thing that other people don't have. Reason, the ability. That's all. When we it's just the same way we discover Chukwu Abiam as being the key to Biafra. I'm telling you the truth. There is no other thing. Just the name alone, Chukwu Abiam, what the hair natural, is very easy. Do you know that appealing to people's conscience and common sense is far more better than intimidating them? Or was it, I'm teaching you a lesson you don't know about? Use reason, logic, argument, debate. Allow a superior viewpoint to prevail. That is how you carry people along in mind, body, and spirit, not by force. That is why the best countries of the world are free societies, where people are free to express their views and their opinions. In America, there is no secret. They will judge you in public. If you like, be the president. They don't give a damn. We have come to the end of the program this very morning. We will reconvene this afternoon, time permitting. Kamzi Tuwebarike, time permitting, we will continue. If they bring out ballot box where you are, get petrol and matches. Burn it down. If you see a ballot box, go and burn. I am not giving this order. I said if you come across it, I'm not asking you to go to any polling station. Please don't do that. Because we are reserving our energy for our march later on this year. We will march this year. So we don't want to start anything prematurely. We are learned people, please. We have common sense. We stopped elections in Biafra land by not doing anything extraordinary. Don't do, if you see ballot box lying about or in front of you, burn it. If not, you wait. We are going to march. Do not vote. Don't bother going out to vote. If you go out to vote, please, they are panicking. They are thinking of how do we call the result. BBC is in turmoil. They have our letter yesterday. In Germany, in Berlin, they are thinking about Biafra right now. In New York, they are doing the same thing with proof and evidence. Please. I'm not a Wazirike that went to America to go and buy a house. He said he went to see Obama Onyara. Here we don't lie. And I had to ask the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is why Chukwuebema asked us to come. And that is why Biafra is much more than a country. That is why Biafra is indeed a religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more critically, more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will beckon upon all the time. Well, bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. Go out and tell other people to join us later this afternoon. Tell them that we are live, we are direct, and that Chukwu Abiyama reigns supreme here. From me, from here, this very morning, it is simply good morning.